Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here live at Pinckney High School. And, you know, I think we got rerouted from the GPS. We took kind of a back roads way out here. Brian even ended up on some dirt roads. But I'll tell you what, it was a pleasant drive. It's a really lovely community out here. And this stadium, this complex is actually very, very nice here in Pinckney. If you've never been, you should come by sometime.
Yeah, rerouted nothing. I thought we were in DeKalb, Illinois, because, Steve, I'm telling you, this complex looks like Northern Illinois College. Did you know that was in DeKalb?
I didn't.
Okay. But. Yeah, I used to date a cheerleader there. But anyway, man, this is incredible. The field, the practice field. Look at the practice field. That's better than
a lot of high school places don't have a practice. Their game field's not as nice as that practice one is here at Pinckney. The Pinckney Pirates hosting the Jackson High Vikings tonight. We're glad to be on the radio and online at WKHM.com. Vikings come in tonight 2-2 on the season, Brian, and we saw one of the losses, and that was against Chelsea at home, a 17-0 loss to Chelsea, and that's a Bulldogs team that this Pinckney team played last week and lost, but they lost 46-26. So we were kind of discussing, well, Jackson held Chelsea to 17, Chelsea put up 46 against these guys, but Chelsea held Jackson to nothing, and these guys got 26. So it feels like an offense-defense kind of a battle tonight.
Well, if I know you like I think I do, you've probably extrapolated some numbers from there, and you're going to come up with some prediction based on those two teams playing. But you're right, though, Steve. Pinckney put up quite a good offensive performance, but they gave up a lot of points, too, so I don't know what that means, actually.
And I kind of don't – I don't want to use that Chelsea game as a big takeaway for Jackson because they were playing that game without their starting quarterback, Gibson Drummond, who is playing tonight, and without a few players. They had a big injury to Charles Thompson, who he's not back. Apparently that was a broken leg, a destroyed leg kind of in that game for Charles Thompson. So we hope that he can recover fully from that. But, so they'll be without him, but we got here early. We got a chance to talk with some of the Jackson coaches, and you got to talk with some of the Pinckney coaches. I liked what I heard from some of the people around the Jackson coaching staff who they say, we can play with anybody in this league. We just have to execute the game plan.
Yeah, and Steve, we've done, you know, Jackson High games for the last few years, and that seems to always be the case. Athletically, they can hang with anybody, and you're right. They just got to avoid those little shots in their own feet. Right?
Yeah.
They'll be marching the ball, and then a penalty happens or something. So, got to avoid those type mistakes.
Yeah, and it really, I think both teams feel like this is a winnable game for them, and I think that's why I'm so excited about it, because I think that's true. One team's going to have to outplay the other, and I'm hoping that, you know, that becomes obvious at some point late in the game, and we start to see, you know, this is going to be a Jackson winner. Jackson's going to have to do something better to get back at Pinckney, but I think we're in for a close one, and that always makes it fun for us in the booth.
Yeah, and you know, you had mentioned the loss of Charles Thompson. That's a big loss both offensively and defensively. He was their thunder in the backfield for them offensively and defensively. We saw when he went out, you know, it was zero for Chelsea. Mm-hmm. He went out, and they scored 17 without him anchoring that linebacker position. So hopefully Jackson has something in store to kind of replace Charles today.
Yeah, we're pretty glad to be here. It's a lovely night for football, a little cooler than we've had so far this season, but I think that's welcome. I think the players are probably glad to have it in this temperature range because it's a little more comfortable if you're running around for, you know, 48 minutes of a football contest. So Jackson comes in, as I mentioned, 2-2. They win last week 43-7 on the road at Ypsilanti Community. Last season, lost to Pinckney 50-20 at home, so this is a chance for Jackson to kind of get back at them a little bit here. Pinckney comes in 1-3 overall. They're winless in the league this year, so this will be a chance for them to get their first Southeastern Conference win. They, as I mentioned, lost at Chelsea last week 46-26. Their lone win on the season was 28-13 versus Ann Arbor Skyline. So, I mean, that's as much as I can give you about these two teams. I think you had some conversation with the Pinckney coaches, and what do they have to say?
Yeah, for one thing, Steve, is a third of their roster is sophomores.
Yeah.
They got a lot of sophomores on there. So one of the things the coach told me is, you know, they have to learn at that young age to finish games. He said their games, they've been right there. And for them, kind of sound like with Jackson, too, just a couple mistakes here or there that's cost them a couple games, or that record could be flip-flopped right now. And Jackson better be ready to find Brady Raymond, because I've talked to about seven people from Pinckney, and he's the first name that's come out of every single one of them's mouth. Just quarterback, tough as nails, dual threat. So that'll be fun to watch him tonight.
Yeah, and you said they kind of expect a balanced offensive attack. They will run the football. They will throw the football. And so we can I don't know. I think that makes for an entertaining game plan. I think that's Jackson is defensively prepared for that because I think they do have pretty good. They're pretty good in pass coverage, and they've got some run stopping capabilities too. So Jackson is going to have to step up because I think that was a big change from the first half to the second half of that Chelsea game we were at. Is that Chelsea came out and dedicated to running the ball in the second half, and that's really how they controlled that game and end up getting out of there with a 17-0 win. So if Jackson's run game can stop Pinckney, I think their pass defense is good enough to create some turnovers maybe. We saw them get a couple interceptions. They've got guys like that. And if you start turning Pinckney over, then it's going to be all Vikings tonight, I think. So, like I said, that's a lot of what if. If this happens, we just have to take care of those what ifs. And like we were saying, go out and execute the game plan for both teams. But we're rooting for Jackson a little bit, although I got to keep that under my breath in this Pinckney press box with all yeah. Pirates up here.
If we're outside all of a sudden, Steve, because of some of the things that comes out of your mouth, I'm going to be angry.
We'll try to be on our best behavior. Let's take a three-minute commercial break here on the pregame. Our game, of course, tonight brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. We'll say thank you to Fuller's Chem Dry, our player of the game sponsor, the Protection Center, At Home Mortgage, AeroQuip Credit Union, and Able Heating and Cooling. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Located in downtown Jackson, call the Protection Center, 517-787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/fullersmi. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Our football coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Shout out to Mark Konopacki and the team at MinutemanSewer.com. And we are getting ready for the anthem here in the stadium. And so we will go on a commercial break here in just a moment. Again, Pinckney and Jackson High tonight. You can listen online at WKHM.com. So back in a couple minutes after the anthem, and we will get ready for the kickoff here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com, and ready to go with football in 2 minutes after this commercial break at WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, ready to go here. Pinckney hosting Jackson High tonight, Southeastern Conference White Division interconference battle. Two first-year head coaches are Jason Carpenter, his first year here at Pinckney, though he's got a couple of other coaching stops under his belt.
Yeah, I found out Jason coached at Elinda, Ohio for about 9 years, took a team to the state semis, very successful, then made a little stop at Fremont, and now here he is at Pinckney.
And we know it's the first year as a head coach here for Antonio Parker at Jackson, and they're about ready to match up. We got the Pinckney team returning the kick as the Vikings will line up to put the boots to it, tee the football up here at the 40-yard line. Back to return for Pinckney are Johnny Combs and Nolan Carruthers.
Yeah, Nolan Carruthers, just a sophomore. Another player that I've heard good things about for the Pinckney Pirates.
Yeah, usually you have one of your more electric players back there to return these kicks, and you're hoping to get one with some room to run. If you're Pinckney, get off to a good start. 12 minutes on the clock here, and we're just about ready to go. Jackson area folks might recognize the name Tim Hoffman. He is one of our officials tonight. Northwest graduate Tim Hoffman.
Great basketball official.
We're gonna get a squib kick. Bounces at the 30, fielded right there, and now on the run and find a little room in the middle of the field over the 40 to the 42-yard line. On the carry for Pinckney is Ethan Vanover, and good field position to start here for the Pirates from their own 42.
Good tackle there in the open field by Casper Hanel.
Hanley. First and 10 for Pinckney. And the Pinckney offense coming out onto the field. They got some good size on the offensive line there, particularly big number 79, Owen Sweeney. playing at left guard there.
Yeah, him and Phillip Burke, the anchors for that Pirate line.
Kind of a pistol formation here out of the shotgun for the QB, a little option. Hand off up the middle. He's going to get about 3 yards on first down. Make it second down and 7 from the 45 as Brady Raymond handed that one off. But he had the option to keep it, and that is an option that he will utilize sometimes because they, as you said, the coaching staff and fans around here believe he's actually his dual threat. He's a good runner as well as a QB as a passer.
You see Pinckney coming out, kind of a no huddle, getting to the line quickly.
Empty backfield here for Raymond. Shotgun. We get a player coming around in motion. A little mishandling of the snap, and Raymond able to escape what could have been a 5 yard loss, and he's going to get near the original line of scrimmage there at the 45 before he's pushed backwards. I think he's still going to lose a yard, and we'll get him at the 44 for a third down and 8 here for Pinckney.
Yeah, Raymond just showed some athleticism just corralling that snap because that was pretty wide left and grabbing it with his left hand. Doing a nice job and at least keeping the ball.
And as he bobbled that snap out of the shotgun, two Viking players were there in the backfield, and he was able to elude them at least enough to make that only a 1 yard loss where it could have been third and 12 here. It's out of the shotgun here, pistol formation, and Raymond will take it looking to pass. Lefty thrower gets one loose up the middle and caught into Viking territory at the 34-yard line. Receiver on the play is Carruthers, as we mentioned. He's going to be a favorite target. And nice throw, strong left arm throw there for Raymond to find the open player up the seam.
Steve, you know what you and I both like.
That lefty throwing
anybody left-handed that does anything athletically.
Yeah, it always looks smoother with the left hand. But a nice route by Carruthers was kind of running that seam route, and then the throw was left short, so he kind of stopped and caught it, and kind of the quarterback kind of threw him open on that. They hand off on first down here, and good running, well blocked. He gets into the secondary. He's going to get inside the 25 before he's brought down. The carry is Garrett Sharp on the play, and that'll be another first down for Pinckney.
Tell you what else I like, Steve, is the PA announcer here for Pinckney. He's kind of got me fired up. If I was in a little better shape, I'd want out there.
he's putting a little extra mustard on the calls up here. It's fun for us, yeah. And everybody in the stadium seems to dig it too. First and 10 from the 24-yard line for Pinckney out to throw, and he's got one-on-one coverage on the left side going to the end zone and a little out of bounds. Just running that fly route up the left sideline. Andrew Otberg, the intended receiver on the play, incomplete. Good coverage one-on-one there by the Vikings.
Yeah, that was Coronis Davis on the coverage. And, you know, in high school, Steve, we see this all the time. Most teams are kind of one-dimensional. Not that they can't do it, but philosophy-wise,
yeah,
you're either kind of a run team or a pass team. This balanced offense here is going to have to make Jackson be ready for everything, and it's just something you just don't see a lot.
Second down and 10. Again, at the 24-yard line in Viking territory. Out of the shotgun, kind of a pistol. And there's an option play. Raymond's going to keep looking to get to the outside. Stiff arm up to the 20. They force him out of bounds there. He'll get about 4 on the play. And that'll make it third down and 6.
Yeah, Raymond tried to give the little Derrick Henry stiff arm, but Blair Pippen for Jackson was having none of that.
Yeah, it was a nice
good
job
tackle
to kind of keep him from being able to turn the corner. They strung out the play and make a third and 6. No huddle here by Pinckney. They just kind of all turn and look to the sideline for that signal.
Save some steps for Brady Raymond.
And he's going to pitch on kind of a jet sweep to Carruthers coming across the side. And again, he's not going to be able to quite turn the corner. Gets to about the 18, but a flag comes out late in the play too. We'll see what the call is there. That's still going to be short of a first down where the spot is, depending on what happens with the penalty call.
Yeah, that was Mylon Weatherspoon escorting him out of bounds there for Jackson. You seeing a hold? Like I
still
saw.
Kind of trying, yeah, to sort it out between each other.
Thought I saw one of them kind of give a holding.
It looks like they signaled over to the Jackson sideline the call, and it looks like they're gonna accept it.
Still haven't really gotten an official call. I haven't seen a
Yeah, they haven't come over and signaled it, but they are walking. They're going to walk off the penalty for the holding.
Okay.
And it does go against Pinckney. And that'll bring up third down, and looks like about 14 here for Pinckney after the penalty on the holding call.
Yeah, and it's kind of that high school no man's land we talk about, too, where you almost have to believe this is like a two, still two down to get the 13 for Pinckney.
Yeah, where we don't know what kind of kicking leg to expect, and in this kind of, yeah, no man's land is a great way to say it, Brian, where you've got 14 yards, you're going to go two plays, and now they readjust where the ball's going to be spotted, so they put it on the 23. So third and nine. That's this spot of the foul penalty, I guess. Quick out pass to wide receiver screen, and the tackler gets over there and pulls him down, and they're going to flag him on the tackle. Twisted him down. Looks like maybe he got a grip on the face mask there. And
yeah, that was Amar Harrell. And if he doesn't make that tackle, it's going to be a touchdown, but he might have got him with the horse collar or a face mask. He's clear on the other sideline from us.
And that is the face mask penalty symbol. So exchanging penalties here, the Vikings and the Pirates, and Pinckney will get the football inside the 10-yard line. They spotted on the 9 after the personal foul for the face mask and penalty against Harrell. But like you said, the penalty is not that bad if the alternative was giving up 6 points.
Yep. Here's the part of the field where we did see Jackson bow up a little bit against Chelsea, at least in the first half last week.
So they continue to run out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers, got a wing. Carruthers is on the right side, and play action, looking to throw to the corner. Open man, and he drops it. The ball was there, just couldn't quite get the hands on it. It was Matt Shepley, the intended receiver, in the corner, but he was open, Brian.
Yeah, that was a nice throw. Just, you know, so far he's had a little zip on his passes. That was a nice little touch pass right over the Jackson defensive back. Probably should have come up with that one.
Second down and 9. And, of course, that 9 is inside the goal line as the football is on the 9-yard line. 8.5 to play first quarter. We're scoreless in the first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Shotgun for Raymond. And Jackson jumps a little bit, slides back. No flag comes out because they don't snap the football. Sharp shifting in the backfield. And it's a handoff to him, a little sweep play to the right. He's going to be brought down, but he's going to get about 3 on the play, and that'll put it down at the 6-yard line for a third down and goal.
Already a couple big third down plays. So far, I've been kind of riddled with penalties on both sides. Ooh, I like the scoreboard, too, with all the Zuki Lake Tavern advertisements, video scoreboard.
Yeah, if you've been to the Jackson Vikings game, this is the video scoreboard like they have in operation. Here's a little play action, and Raymond's going to run and not get to the goal line. They'll stop him at the 5, so this is a spot where you might consider kicking a field goal from that right hash, though. Makes it an odd angle if this close to the goal line, and it doesn't look like we see a kicker coming in, though we are seeing a little bit of personnel change.
And that was Tyler Lewis, senior lineman, bringing him down. We called his name a lot last week. He always seems to be in the middle of the plays.
So on fourth and goal from the 5, trip receiver set to the left for Brady Raymond out of the shotgun with Sharp in the backfield. He shifts to the side by side with the QBs, back to throw, pump fakes, and they're going to bring him down. Sacked by the Vikings back at the 18-yard line. And that assault from the Vikings was led by Kamen Harris coming right up the middle and blocking that passing lane. And nowhere to go for Raymond on that one.
Yeah, Kamen Harris, Blair Pippen, and a couple other teammates as well. Like a jailhouse break there. That's one where, though, I think when you're a quarterback and you got to know the down, too, fourth down, and you see that pressure coming, just go ahead and launch it. Who cares? You throw a pick, whatever.
Right.
You get sacked, there's no chance.
So the Viking offense getting their first look. We're scoreless with 7:05 to play first quarter. Gibson Drummond out of a shotgun here. Well, he's got three receivers, two of them to the left in motion now from the wing, switching to the other side and back to throw as Drummond looking into that right in the slot, caught, and then breaks a tackle and out to the races. Just a short little maybe quick slant route and then turned on the afterburners. And so on first and 10 from inside their own 20, the Vikings get it out to the 38-yard line for first and 10.
Yeah, that's Kyson Cooper, and we know he's a dynamic runner. Get the ball in his hands as much as possible, and you get him in open space, look out.
Vikings quickly back up to the line of scrimmage, Drummond out of the shotgun, and this time he hands it off. First down, give to Tavion Tanner, cuts up field, now back into the middle of the field, and over the 50, and a nice gain by Tavion Tanner on first down, and going to get into Pirate territory just on the other side of the 50-yard line. They'll put it on the 49 with the nose of the football, and the Vikings stay on the field. So both teams right now kind of no huddle and keeping the pace of this one quick.
By the way, I like that. Gibson Drummond didn't play last week, and they come out and just give him some easy pass to kind of get that first completion, get that confidence going.
He takes the shotgun snap again. This time it is a fake run to Tavion Tanner, end around to Kyson Cooper. He gets hit hard at the line of scrimmage and pushed out of bounds. He might have gotten a half a yard. We'll see where the spot goes, but good defense by Pinckney to not be fooled on the fake give to Tanner, although for a moment I wasn't sure which one of them had it.
Yeah, I like that play design, and they did a good job disguising, but Adam Wisner for Pinckney stayed disciplined, stayed in his lane, did his job.
I like the rhythm of this offense running with Drummond at QB. We missed that when they were playing Chelsea. He looks like he's got a good handle on it, and you got just a lot of moving pieces that all seem to be working pretty well-oiled right now. Gibson rolling out to the right to throw, and he's got a man open. It's Cooper again, caught at the 35, to the 20, gets past the tackle. Nearly coughed up the football, but he holds on. He gets brought down near the 15. Big gain for the Vikings again, hitting Kyson Cooper somewhere in the middle of the field and letting him have some space. Turns out to be a pretty good offensive choice.
Yeah, and they rolled out Drummond that time, maybe to give him a little extra time, and he has that kind of Phillip Rivers delivery. Kind of just comes with a little short arm, but very accurate on that first two passes for Drummond.
Drummond getting the call from the sideline, looking over there, and now working his way over to his QB spot out of that shotgun with Tavion Tanner in the backfield with him. He's got three wideouts to his left. Out of a shotgun, in motion, and he's going to roll it out. Fakes a pitch, cuts up field. Drummond inside the 15 to the 12, 13-yard line. He stopped there. So on first down, he's going to get about 4 yards. And that'll make it second down. And spot's not that generous, so we'll call it second down and 7 here. That first down marker inside the 10-yard line at the 7. Viking offense rolling here early. Drummond takes the snap, hands off to Tanner, gets the outside, bounces it to the sideline, turns it in. He's going to get past the first down marker and inside the 5. And they'll mark that on the 4-yard line for a first and goal with 4 tries for the Vikings.
Yeah, and Steve, that's Tavion Tanner, and we've seen him play some QB too, but that's the nice thing about when you have Drummond QBing, because actually we've thought they were very equal. They both offer good attributes.
Pros and cons,
but
yeah.
Man, having Tanner being able to be a running back, that's where they really get the plus with Drummond in there.
Drummond ready to take this one as Cooper goes in motion. They give it to him on jet sweep. He turns a corner into the end zone, and touchdown, Vikings. Effective offensive drive here for the Vikings. 3:51 to play in the first quarter, and Jackson High is on the board 6-0 with an extra point pending here. And that was an offense working like we had not seen it before. Chelsea was, I don't know if it was Chelsea or the absence of Gibson Drummond or what, but this offense looks like it could be electric.
Yep, and that was the Pinckney worries, was they thought they could score, but they were just wondering, can we stop them?
Yep. Not on that possession. 3:51 to go in the first. It's 6-0 Vikings, and they're going to go for 2 here. And now they shift, and that's going to get a flag. I don't know what was happening. They were changing formation. They were going to go to a kick or what, but
there were 10 guys moving, but the center never snapped it, so I'm going to guess that one was on him.
So they move it back, and we'll see what Jackson does now. It looks like maybe the kick unit comes in for the extra point try from the 8-yard line. That yellow outline for where the soccer goal goes.
Is that our next stop? We gonna do some soccer games?
I hope not.
Is that in our wheelhouse?
I hope not. It won't be me. I'll guarantee you that. So now, not sure what's going on the field. Oh, they're going to slide it over here to the left hash. Vikings lead 6-0 if you're just joining us. Listening on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, or online at WKHM.com. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, as well as Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Jackson Kicker with one of my favorite names in the area, Drew Blood.
He's back to kick.
Wonder if a parent is a phlebotomist.
There's the snap. The hold is good, but the kick is blocked. And so Pinckney has something to be excited about as they get ready to take possession of the football again. Jackson leads 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Vikings lead 6-0 here with 3:51 to play first quarter. Touchdown run. Kyson Cooper, who was instrumental on that big drive with three nice plays, as well as good runs by Tavion Tanner. Now ready for the kickoff, and it's Tanner who puts the boots to this one, fielded at the 15. It's Carruthers working his way into the line, now turns on the afterburners. Jackson hits his legs. He stays on his feet and bowls his way out to the 40-yard line. Good return again by the Pinckney kick return squad, and it's Carruthers who makes the nice gain, but now he's hopping to the sideline, so that's not a good, that's something you're excited to see if you're Pinckney. So that looks like a bad wheel, maybe an ankle rolled for Carruthers. So he'll go see the trainer as the offense huddles up on the sideline for Pinckney.
That's a weapon that I don't think Pinckney wants to lose right now. He's looked good so far early in this game.
6-0 Vikings as the Pirates come out 41-yard line. Brady Raymond out of that pistol formation. In the backfield with him, a new runner, and he takes the carry, handoff, and then tries to cut outside. He's going to get out to about the 44 on the carry. It's Adam Wisner.
Yeah, we were told that Pinckney has three guys in their backfield that all share different duties, different styles running.
And now we got a Vikings player slow to get up. He's not going to the sideline, though. Looks like he's going to stay out there. It is Julio Paisano, who's a little slow to get to his feet, and it looks like he might even be limping a little bit, but he doesn't seem to even be thinking about going to the sideline. And now they're going to pull him. Yeah, they send a guy in for him. And it is Xavier Gibbs. Shotgun for Brady Raymond, pistol formation again, and then the runner steps to the side. They give it to him, and this time he hits the hole pretty hard, but stopped at the 46, and the Vikings will slow that down, make it 3rd and 4 here for Pinckney. Nice little run there, though, and they just need to pick up a chunk here on 3rd down.
Yeah, good tackle there, too, by Kamen Harris for Jackson. Big number 7. He's easy to pick out. Also, good hooper there for Jackson.
Yeah. Raymond ready to take the snap. He's got 3 wideouts. He's going to keep it. He saw a hole. He got the seam, and he got out to the races. 30-20. Jackson able to chase him down, but a big gain on third down for Brady Raymond. And that's the kind of running that the coaching staff was talking about. He had that little run option play, and he kept it, and he hit that hole, and the was off to the races, and the Vikings did chase him down, but it's a big gain, and back in the red zone here for Pinckney.
Yeah, that was a good run because he was a little patient at the beginning, but, man, when he finally had that little sliver of daylight, he really went from 0 to 60 quickly.
6-0, Jackson leads with 2:23, and the clock's ticking here in the first quarter. Pinckney in the red zone again here at the 12-yard line. Fresh set of downs. Three receivers to the left for Raymond, and he's going to hand it off again into the middle, down to the 15, and brought down 2 yards on first down for the Pirates. And the carry there for Adam Wisner.
Yeah, and that was Kamen Harris and Josh Billingsley again for Jackson.
Some out-of-town scores coming in. Lumen Christie right now 7-0 lead over Coldwater. And Adrian a 7-0 lead over Chelsea. Other SEC contest tonight.
You must be feeling a little, it's a homecoming at Michigan Center today.
Yeah, they got a tough matchup there. Raymond on the QB keep, and the Jackson Vikings bring him down. Out of the shotgun, he started to run to the right, and Vikings penetration was there, and they'll bring him for a loss, and that's going to make it third down and 12.
Mylon Witherspoon was in the backfield quickly.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some score updates from the center contest tonight. Homecoming.
We'll see what we can do.
The future of the homecoming monarchy to be determined at Michigan Center. Raymond again here at 3rd and 12. Back to throw. Looking downfield. He's got a man. The receiver fell down. And nobody there as Brady Raymond threw one to the corner of the end zone. Out of bounds. Incomplete. And with 44.5 seconds to play here in the first quarter, still 6-0 Vikings with a fourth and long coming up here. And then we have a penalty. They declined the penalty. Vikings declined the penalty against Pinckney there, fourth down, 12 for the Pirates.
Yeah, that was Raymond looking for Johnny Combs there. Combs, we can say this, the turf monster got him. And since this is actual turf, there's actual monsters.
Yeah, I mean, for all the games we do, Brian, we're seeing a lot more turf than grass on the year between Lumen and Jackson. This game, I think we saw grass over at Western, and then I can't remember what the field was up at New Lothrop, but I think that was natural grass. Back to throw, rolling out. Raymond being chased out of the pocket, gets the throw away and just throws it away. Kind of like what you were thinking last time when they sacked him. To get that turnover on downs. This time he at least got a throwaway. But the Vikings shut down the Pinckney offense again. And they'll take to the field with their offense, which is working smoothly so far, Brian.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Steve, that Jackson D so far, they've really put good pressure on Raymond, and the coverage has been good too. Raymond's looking to throw, just nobody's open.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of man coverage out there, and on those definite passing downs, the Jackson pass rush is just pinning their ears back and going after him.
Well, Jackson's last drive definitely had some balance to it.
Two backs with Drummond in the backfield now, and he hands it off up the middle, spins through the hole and into the line, and now they're going to push that pile all the way past the 30. First down for their own 19, and I'm going to say 12 yards on that first carry. And that'll move the chains for the Vikings and make a first and 10 from the 33. That was a lot. That was 14 yards on that carry, Brian. And there was somebody touching the runner on that nearly the whole way. He just kept chugging.
And that's Pisano, who's not a real big guy, but I think the offensive line just kind of carried him.
Julio Pisano is now out there. You know, we had seen him kind of go off the field with a little limp, and it looks like he's still favoring that leg, but they've got him in there.
I think he's playing possum.
Time's going to run out on the first quarter. 6-0 Vikings, And after a 60-second commercial break, it's first and 10 for Jackson on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after one, it's 6-0 Vikings. They have the football, and so far on the second possession, looks a lot like the first. Big plays and moving it down the field. The big Viking offensive line comes out here. You didn't realize how stout they were. I guess it wasn't. We're a little closer here. The stand's not as tall as they are at Jackson High, so you can really get a sense of how big those guys are, including big Aiden DeCourt, number 77 in the middle of that line.
And thank goodness those steps are shorter for us to get up. We're not getting any younger.
No. Drummond out of the shotgun. He's got four receivers. And Cooper goes in motion across the front, and he wanted it out on the sideline. Instead, they go to the tight end, and he drills through the line, and they're going to get another 14 yards out in the secondary. The pass was tipped, but still caught by Michael Molden. And I call him a tight end, but because he's got such good size, but just a stretch receiver, nice big guy, and a big target for Drummond that he was able to hit even after deflection.
I like that play design, though, too. They brought Cooper in motion and then taken off on a go route, and I think half the defense for Pinckney bit on him and left Michael Molden wide open.
First and 10 for the Vikings from their own 47, nearing midfield, and Drummond takes the snap, gives it to Tanner, who loses the football. Just not a clean handoff. It's on the turf, and the Pirates dive on it, and that's a turnover for the Vikings. Matt Shepley dove on the loose ball, and that's a big play for Pinckney.
Yeah, because these first couple drives for Jackson, you kind of got the sense that Pinckney was going to struggle getting a stop, and they were definitely moving the ball, and that's Jackson. They're stopping themselves there. We said in pregame that's something they can't do.
Yeah, it just wasn't a clean handoff, and Tanner had it in his hands bobbling, though, and it hit the turf, and just right place, right time for Pinckney. 7-0 Cardinals lead after one at homecoming. Was that Manchester? No.
Warriors, Grass Lake.
Grass Lake, yeah.
Grass Lake Warriors led by the voice.
Braden Lave. That's right, I knew that.
Yeah. Good for that.
Pinckney back to throw on first down. A lot of time for Raymond. He gets away from a would-be sacker, and he still goes down but gets the throw away. It'll be incomplete pass, but just eluded a Jackson Viking who was in the backfield with him. And I think we got Kyron Stamper in there as part of that team penetration.
We can almost take our pick every time Pinckney drops back. Somebody for Jackson is right in the backfield with him.
And he had a little bit of time, but was not ready to go with a quick trigger, and the Vikings are not letting him get comfortable back there in the pocket. We got 11:15 on the game clock here in the second quarter. 6-0 Vikings. Pinckney with the football on the Vikings' 37-yard line. Hand off on 2nd and 10. Going to the edge, and he coughs it up, and Jackson recovers. They're going to say he was down as he went to get up and run, so they one turnover for the Vikings and one for the Pirates. That is Isaac Young picking up the loose football, and Vikings will take over on offense.
Isaac Young just in the right place at the right time, I think. Steve, I couldn't quite see in that mass of humanity, but did Isaac just kind of swipe it from him, or did that ball hit the turf and he scooped it?
Yeah, well, I think someone else maybe got a hand on it, and Isaac was just kind of right there, time. You know, it's just when that football pops out, just nice to be there in the right, and it's just had a good bounce.
All of a sudden, he had it.
Vikings Fake handoff here by Gibson. Drummond, and on the run, he's got to the 50, to the 45, down to the 40, and maybe the 38 before he stopped. Gibson Drummond made the right call on the option play there, and a big run for the Vikings quarterback.
And that's something we really haven't seen a lot of from Drummond, like the big long run. You know, he'll take that 4 or 5 yard run.
Yeah.
He looked pretty explosive right there. Drummond doing his Tavion Tanner impersonation.
So they'll spot that on the 39, first and 10 in Pinckney territory for the Vikings. Drummond out of the shotgun. Tanner's back there with him. He's back to throw on first and long. Rolling out, looking downfield. He's got Tanner one-on-one. And a little overthrown and maybe a little out of bounds, too. Tanner didn't really make a play on the ball. Incomplete, second and 10 for the Vikings.
Yeah, that one looked to me like Drummond knew he was going to maybe get tackled for a one-yard loss or something, so he just kind of let that go. Mm-hmm. Live to fight another down. Smart play.
14-0 lead now for Lumen Christie. The Titans with touchdowns from Davion Franklin and Joe Lathers. And extra points courtesy of the leg of Andrew Salazar. So a 14-0 Lumen Christie lead. It's 6-0 Vikings here with 10.5 to play in the first half. Drummond on second and long here. And he gives it to Tanner right up the middle. Scampers to the first down marker, looking to bounce it outside. Turn up field at the 25, 20, 15. Ankle tackle at the 11. And another nice run for a Jackson back. This time Tavion Tanner getting about 20 yards on the play.
Tanner made a heck of a run right there. For one, he kind of jetted out to his left because he knew Michael Molden was there as a blocker, and Michael did a good job, too, of not getting that hold that sometimes you'll see a receiver get.
Yeah.
Kind of kept his hands in. Great block. Great usage of that block by Tanner.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line for the Vikings. In motion is Kyson Cooper. They fake it to him. Drummond keeps but loses his footing, and he's going to hit the turf and maybe lose a little bit. No, they'll put it right back on the 11-yard line. So back to the line of scrimmage for Drummond, and it'll be second down and 10 for the Vikings.
It's way easier for us because we're up here and we're not making those split-second decisions. That looked like one that Drummond maybe should have given off to Cooper. Cooper looked like he had a little space there.
And that's all he needs is a little space. Speedy guy. Under 10 minutes to play in the half. 6-0 Viking lead. They're looking to add to it from the 11. And rolling out, quick pass out to Cooper. And he's got going one-on-one against the defender. Slips through a second defender. He's got 5, 6, 7 on the play. And he's going to get inside the 5-yard line, or at least to it. We'll see where the spot ends up. But, yeah, that's exactly what you look for Kyson Cooper. That's why you run that play. You get a guy out there one-on-one against the defender, and he slipped right past him.
Yeah, that first guy is going to struggle to make a tackle. He's got some shiftiness to him. He's like a slippery eel dipped in Wesson oil.
It looks like they got him on the 7. I gave him a couple extra yards at the end of the run. Still third down in about 6, and they hand it off, and diving for the end zone is Paisano. And a touchdown signal by the official. A little jet sweep play to Paisano coming across from the wing, and he's able to carry that into the end zone, 7 yards for the touchdown, and it's 12-0 Vikings.
And again, another drive for the Vikings where, long as they hung onto the ball, they were definitely moving it.
Yeah. Pinckney has not been able to stop them. It was a fumble that stopped them. But they got the fumble. They recovered a fumble of their own, and with 9:03 to play in the half, they lead 12-0, and they come out with the offense here. Looks like a 2-point try, probably.
It looks like Jackson would like to make it a 14-point game.
So it looks like Drummond going empty backfield. Paisano to his left. Tanner is on the wing on the right, and he goes in motion. They fake it to him. Drummond keeps, and he runs it up the middle, and only down to the 2. Pinckney stands up on the 2-point try, and so with 9:03 to play, the score stays 12-0. Jackson kickoff coming up after we take a 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we're happy to promote high school athletics. We're also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Cascades Humane Society. Their mission is to connect animals in need with people who care. For a list of available pets, visit chspets.org and find the Cascades Humane Society on Facebook. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle and Brian Haynes of Pinckney High School, where the Vikings have jumped out to a 12-0 lead with 9 minutes to play in the first half. Our first half of action brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Some out-of-town scores coming in. Ann Arbor Huron with a 7-0 lead over Monroe. Chelsea has answered at Adrian, now lead 14-7 after getting out to a 7-0 deficit early. Hazlett 7-0 lead over Mason. Just got a quick update from Lewin. They now lead that one 21-0 over Coldwater with 8:14 to play in their first half. Vikings set the kickoff here to Pinckney. Back to receive Carruthers, and that is, forgive me,
Johnny Combs?
Is it Luke Mayerhofer? They kick it to him. It's a little muffed. Picks up and now dodges a tackle, but they're going to stop him at the 15. Marhoffer on that return for Pinckney. And so actually the worst starting field position they've had tonight for Pinckney, down at the 15 with under 9 minutes to play in the half.
And if you're Jackson, obviously you're thrilled with the way you're moving the ball and thrilled 12-0 score, but you also hate to come up empty on both extra point attempts, because we think this is going to be a close game. And in a close game, those are the types of things that might come back and bite you.
Yeah, those extra points can be, yeah, it can be a difference maker. Empty backfield here for Raymond on first and 10 from his own 15 for Pinckney. And he hands off on the jet sweep to Marhoffer, coming around and hit hard at the 15, nowhere to go on the right edge of that play. Second down and 9.
And that was Isaac Young again, who just recovered that fumble last possession for Jackson. And that was a good hard hit.
Yeah. Clean, but hard, yeah. You can tackle tough and still, you know, not have to lead helmet first or anything like that.
Yep.
And matter of fact, most of my favorite big hits don't lead with the helmet. It's a big wrap-up tackle. Good job to bring him down one-on-one there on the edge. Second down and 9, shotgun for Brady Raymond. Takes the snap, and this time he keeps looking for that seam. Bounces it outside. He's got a little room to run up the sideline. Lowers the shoulder at the 25 and leans down to the 26. And that'll be a first down for Pinckney. Good run there by Raymond. It looked like they had him kind of corralled, and then he just took a nice cut, bounced it outside, and added about 5 yards at the end of that run.
Yeah, right now that's been Pinckney's best offense, is when Raymond just keeps it in his own hands, calls his own number.
First and 10, 26-yard line for Pinckney. Get the play call from the sideline. Shotgun back to pass. Little time, throws it up the seam, one-on-one, and good coverage. Little zone coverage there, and coming over to make the stop on the play for the Vikings. Who do we have there?
That's Kyron Stamper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stamper made the play.
Yep.
Knocked it down, intended receiver on the play for Pinckney was Johnny Combs.
And we've seen some defensive backs mistime their jumps on that. Not that time.
No.
Stamper timed that perfectly. Combs didn't have a shot.
Second down and 10 from the 26. Trailing 12-0. Pinckney hands it off, and he'll get about 2 yards on that second down play. Third down and 8 now for the Pirates, with 7:17 to play in the first half. Our first half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. On the game tonight also, Al Roll Steel. Jackson Public Schools, Ghost Energy Drinks, and Grimes Plumbing. Pinkney looking to the sideline, get that play signal. It's fun to watch them do the signals, actually.
Yeah.
The coaches. Back to throw again, third and eight here. Raymond has time, gets up the middle, open player is Carruthers, and he catches it at the 48 in Viking territory and brought down at the 43. Big third down conversion again for Pinckney. Oh, they'll move it back to the 44. Still into Viking territory at a big gain, third and eight.
And that was a great throw, but I'm even more impressed with the catch by Carruthers because he took a shot fairly quickly after he caught that. And you see people on Saturdays and Sundays drop those balls, and Carruthers hung on to it. That was a great catch. Great throw.
First down from the 44 in Viking territory. Another drive for Pinckney. They've had good drives. They just have not been able to finish drives. Raymond running to the outside, lowers his shoulder. And a collision there between number ones, Brady Raymond, and Tavion Tanner. And I think it was a stalemate, although he brought him down, so Tavion Tanner will be glad to get the tackle. Second down and eight after the two-yard gain for Raymond.
Yeah, I don't think either team's number one is too much afraid of contact. They both like to deliver it.
Pinckney at the line here in the shotgun. Familiar formation. They haven't made a lot of changes to what they do formation-wise. Handoff, though, there up the middle for a good 7 yards of the eight they needed to get a first down, so they'll be third and short here for Pinckney. And on the carry there was Garrett Sharp. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 12-0 Jackson High Viking lead. Pinckney driving here.
Getting a Matt Withers text saying Michigan Center, Grass Lake all tied at 7 midway through the second quarter.
Matt Withers. I still, just like you, Professor, just the urge to call him Mr. Withers. Third down, and Raymond looking to kind of run a QB sweep. He's going to get stopped short of the first down marker, and that's going to bring up fourth and one. I don't think it's the wrong play to have Raymond keep on a fourth down run or a short yardage run.
Not at
but
all.
I wouldn't send him outside.
Yeah, well, and you right that time sent him right into Tyler Lewis, and Tyler Lewis usually wins those battles.
Fourth and one. Feels like a big down for Pinckney. If Jackson gets it back, they still have 4 minutes to score before they go into the locker room. This time they do convert just barely. We'll move the chains there on a about 2 yard gain for Pinckney on the carry there for Sharp.
Steve, you're right. That felt like very pivotal because the way Jackson's moved the ball, 4 minutes been just about right for them to go score. And man, you take an 18 or 20 to nothing lead.
First and 10 inside the Viking 35, and throw into the end zone is Raymond. Carruthers one-on-one, nearly picked off. Carruthers goes down, and now flag comes in real late, where we might get a pass interference call. But I'll tell you what, I thought that coverage looked good, and really, the defender on the play had a good chance at the football. That's Kyron Stamper.
Yeah, and I thought that was good coverage, too. And they're talking it over, but I don't think they're going to change that official's mind on the pass interference.
Vikings not going to be happy about the call, but that will. We'll see a penalty get walked off here against Jackson, and that's going to be inside the red zone here.
Steve, I thought Stamper did all the things you're supposed to do. He saw the ball. He got his head around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any hand fighting per se. I think they just kind of bumped into each other, and they have that right as a defensive back.
Put it on the 19. First down for Pinckney. And again, we were saying, Brian, they've been down here before, but they have not been able to finish off these drives. This would be big for them. They trail 12-0, under 4 minutes to play here in the first half.
And this is exactly what Jackson did to Chelsea, too, in the first half. Let them drive a little bit. They gained some yards, but then they stopped them in the red zone. We have a little official. Okay.
Now we're ready to go, it looks like, out there. And back to throw. Under pressure, gets it away. Nearly caught. Carruthers drops it and then takes a lick. Big hit coming in from the Vikings on Carruthers was Isaac Young. He's been tackling. Yeah. He's been putting hits on everybody out here tonight.
That was another good hit. And that was kind of set up on a tee for him, too, because of, again, that Jackson pressure. Raymond got rid of it a little faster than he wanted, and Young was ready. He could make a good break on that ball.
Second and 10 here for Pinckney, just inside the Viking 20-yard line.
There's an actual pirate selling 50-50 tickets, and that kind of pumps me up as well.
Raymond with the option choice to hand it off. He's going to get about two on the play up the middle. And that's Garrett Sharp on the carry. Third down, and we'll call it 8.5. Yeah, I don't know if I feel good about giving my money to a pirate out, just out here selling raffle tickets. Those pirates can't be trusted all the time.
Plus, I think I heard him refer to it as his loot.
Yeah. He's out there collecting booty.
Oh, boy. Let's get talking about football.
Back to football. Out of the shotgun here for Raymond. Running right. Design QB run. And he cuts it back to the middle. Spins away from a defender over the 15-yard line down to the 14. And he's going to be stopped. That's short of the first down marker. It'll bring up fourth down again for Pinckney. And we'll call it 6 on the play.
That looked like Brady Raymond bought the Joe Lathers how to run and spin at the same time video, instructional video.
Joe Lathers might have had it used a spin move on a 17-yard touchdown he had tonight. Our last update, Lumen was ahead 21-0 over Coldwater with just some time left in the second quarter. They were just like us working toward halftime. I think we're a little closer with 2:50 to play in our first half. We got a timeout on the field, and we'll keep it here for the timeout. Join us at the halftime. We'll recap the first half, get you the Michigan High School Athletic Association's This Week in High School Sports segment.
Can I hear about a couple of our sponsors while this timeout's going?
I'd love to tell you about our sponsors. If you're thinking about a place to have a good meal this weekend, you might want to try One North Kitchen and Bar.
Okay.
And, of course, we can always do a good lunch at Schlenker's. That is the Player of the Game prize, courtesy of Fuller's Chem Dry. Thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, and of course our presenting sponsor and our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
We ever get full confirmation on what those players of the game get? I mean, what if they just give them like a bite of burger or a couple of fries, or
they get to come into the restaurant and have a bite of anyone's burger that they want.
That's awesome.
Fourth and 5 here, and they go to the end zone. Raymond into double coverage. Going for Carruthers, who is clearly his favorite target at this point, and again nearly intercepted but incomplete. And a turnover on downs for Pinckney, their third trip this far into Jackson territory, and the Vikings tend to close the door when you get into that area.
And 2:46, that feels like a right amount of time for the way Jackson's been moving the ball.
Yeah. We've got 2:46 to go till the half here, a 12-0 Viking lead, and they could perhaps add to it before they get to the halftime locker room. At this lovely night for football at this beautiful facility at Pinckney High School.
It is gorgeous. And I tell you what, the Jackson High fans and coaching staff would think it's gorgeous if they could even just finish this half at a stalemate, even just go up 12-0. But if they could add some points, great.
Well, back in their own territory here at the 15. Gibson Drummond takes the snap. It's a little high. Throws it away quickly and a diving catch on that one, and that's made by Julio Pisano. It might have actually lost a little bit of ground, but they'll, I think, spot it back at the 15.
And unless you come up with a fairly good play here soon, if you're Jackson, that's probably a good thing you caught that, keep that clock ticking. You don't want to give the ball back to Pinckney with good field position.
Drummond in the shotgun, hands off this time. Tanner up the middle, and he's got room to run to the 30. 40, it's a foot race. No one's going to catch him. 30, 20, 10. Tavion Tanner touchdown, 85 yards to pay dirt here for the Jackson Vikings. I guess 2:43 was too long. We have 2 minutes and 2 seconds left, and it's 18-0 Jackson.
That's what you call separation with the run, because Danner had a couple Pinckney players chasing him, and, man, they were not gaining ground. They were losing ground quickly. Tanner was moving.
Long strider, and he got out at a high speed, and nobody was going to catch him from behind. Tavion Tanner, 85 yards to Pater, and it's 18-0 Vikings with an extra point pending. This time, Drew Blood will attempt this point after. High snap, and he has to get up and run. Dinkin' to the edge, and he'll be chased down. So the holder on the play for the Vikings, Brady Dillon, has to take off and run for the end zone after a high snap, but he's brought down. So another failed point after attempt, but an 18-0 Vikings lead. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll be back with another kickoff on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. You can take peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing has you covered, and we back our work with a one-year labor warranty. So if you have a clogged drain or water leak that needs to be fixed, before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Check us out online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pinckney Pirates back to return another kickoff after a third Viking touchdown here in exciting fashion from Tavion Tanner. And the Vikings offense is just a well-oiled machine tonight. Big plays all over the place. Drew Blood to kick off, and it's a low liner rolling toward the right sideline. Picked up at the 10. And off to the races, Carruthers gets it out to the 20. Cuts it back to the left, now out to the 30. And they bring him down at the 33-yard line. And it looks like he coughed it up at the end of the play. Vikings say they have it, but the official's saying he was down by contact before the fumble. First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 33-yard line.
I'm going to agree with the official on that one. I think he was thrown down to the turf quite hard, and when he hit the ground, that ball came out.
Minute 54 to play until halftime here. It's an 18-0 lead for the Jackson High Vikings. And their only possession they didn't score was the fumble turnover.
Yeah.
And they were able to get that back relatively quickly.
And Pinckney has moved the ball. It's not finishing the drives.
Empty backfield here for Brady Raymond. Their fine passer. Lefty QB out of the shotgun, rolling back to throw and looking downfield. He's got open in the middle of the field and caught, and then dodging the tackle, and a big play for Pinckney. 20-10-5, touchdown. Pinckney answers quickly. That middle part of the field has been open for the passing game for Pinckney all night. And on the reception there for the Pirates, Johnny Combs goes the distance to the end zone. And Pinckney's on the scoreboard here, trailing 18-6.
Steve, you're right. That deep middle has been the susceptible part to Jackson's defense. And Combs, again, nice catch. Pass that was well delivered. Kind of an easy run into the end zone.
We'll see what Pinckney does here for the point after try. Trailing by 12. And they will look to kick. The holder is Luke Marhaller. Excuse me, Marhoffer. Extra point is good. And we go to another timeout with a minute 43 to play. 18-7, Jackson's lead has shrunk. They'll get the football back when we return. 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged. It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Scores coming quickly here at Pinckney High School, and we still have a minute 43 to play before the half as the Pinckney marching band goes to their position.
Minute 43, that's time for two more scores. No problem. Because we just had two in 28 seconds. So,
Vikings lead 18-7. They're getting the football back here. Low line kick. Fielded at the 15. And off to the races, right to the right sideline. Now looking to cut up field and brought down hard. Big tackle there at the end of the play. About the 26-yard line is where the spot's going to go. On the return for the Vikings is Amar Harrell. No, excuse me. Was that Pisano?
I think that was, no, I think you had it right
okay.
First. I think that was Harrell. And he coughed it up, too, but again, that was after a hard tackle with the turf causing the fumble.
Yeah, I wish, you know, we took the long way around to get up to the stands. I wish I would have walked across the field and kind of get a sense for this playing surface, but a couple of times people brought down hard and that football pops out.
Well, you and I will be racing at the end of the game.
Hand off to Tavion Tanner on first down for the Vikings from their 26-yard line. And a little shorter than his last run. He gets 5 yards on the carry, second and five for the Vikings. Clock ticking down to 1:25. And we have an official timeout here?
I'm not sure who's calling this.
Got an injury.
Oh, yep.
Making his way off the field. Now the Vikings line up and we'll start the clock. Minute 23 and ticking. Drummond out of the shotgun. Three receivers to his left, and this time he gives it to Tanner again, looking to cut it back into the middle. He was going off tackle. Cuts back into the middle of the field and gets down to the 35. So it'll be third down and one for the Vikings.
And that looked like Nathan Head came up with the ball. He thought there was a fumble, but officials did not. Another one where the ground caused it. We're seeing that a lot tonight.
Third and short here, 49 seconds as the clock runs down toward the halftime. Drummond looks up at the scoreboard. 14 seconds on the play clock, and he'll snap the football. Gives to Tanner again, cuts up the middle, slices through, out to the 40-yard line, first and 10 for the Vikings. And the clock will stop momentarily while they move the chains, 31.9 seconds left. And they have been real kind of conservative here running that play call. Just keep giving it to Tanner. And he's been sure-handed enough to not cough it up here. And now with 21 seconds, I don't know if they'll even run this last play. They are lined up, though, and they can.
Yeah, they'll give Tanner one more shot at it, maybe.
And they do an end-around to Kyson Cooper. And he comes around, breaks a tackle out to the 50. Now into Pinckney territory, out of bounds at the 40 with 8.2 seconds. I think they'll spot it just short of the 40-yard line. And the Vikings will have time for one more play.
And I don't think Drummond, nor do many high school quarterbacks, have the arm to maybe get there from here. But when you have the home run hitters of both Tanner and Cooper, just get them the ball and see what can happen.
We have both teams huddled up here, working our way toward the halftime. Our first half of action, again, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Thank you so much to Mark Konopak. He's supporting high school football and basketball on the radio with us for years. And, of course, they open drains that others can't. We say that plenty, but it holds true. And they're ready for you all times. MinutemanSewer.com online to learn more. Also on the game tonight, a slew of sponsors, names you're familiar with. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Phelps Towing, County National Bank, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Alro Steel, Will Be Transit Mix. Vikings up to the line here again. 8.2 seconds left. It's 18-7. Jackson well in front, and looking to add to it maybe before they go to the locker room. Drummond takes the snap. Fakes it to Tanner. Gives it to the end around again. Pisano this time out to the first down marker. Cuts it back inside. 20. And they'll bring him down. And that will end the half. But a couple little end around sweep plays here. And The Jackson Vikings moved the ball again down the field pretty easily, Brian. I think you got to feel like Pinckney's adjustment has to be, how can we stop that? And are they capable? I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, time will tell.
No doubt. Let's grab the some out-of-town scores in my most recent updates. Halftime for Lumen, 35-0 lead over Coldwater. Lumen kept pouring it on. Joel Lathers and Davion Franklin with a couple touchdowns, and I'm sure there's some other folks getting in on the action. Thank you to Tom Ratchford for sending along those updates. Scores elsewhere. Ann Arbor Huron had a 7-0 lead against Monroe. Caledonia 21-8 lead over Granville. Fowler 7-3 lead over Pomona Westphalia. Hazlitt 7-0 early lead against Mason, and Chelsea 14-7 lead over Adrian.
I didn't know Pomona Westphalia ever lost anything.
Yeah, sometimes I think they like to start behind to challenge themselves to come back.
Got a 15-14 Michigan Center. The long touchdown run by Kyron Lane.
That's a speedy, guy there, Kyron Lane. Yeah.
He brought me breakfast sandwich the other day, too, so extra shout-out. Nice young man. Love that guy.
Very good. Well, hey, let's take a commercial break here on the half. We'll come back and recap the first half and give you some analysis, and we've got the Michigan High School Athletic Association's This Week in High School Sports segment coming up, so stay tuned to WKHM. As our football game continues, Jackson leads 18-7 on the road on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Back in 2 minutes.
Pro Logo is your hometown source for school spirit wear, team gear, corporate apparel, promotional products, and more. See what they can do for you now at ProLogo1.com. Pro Logo offers great name brand products like Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, and more. Pro Logo also offers promotional products, including logoed golf balls. For fast and friendly service, visit Pro Logo at 2621 Wildwood Avenue. Call 787-9178 or visit ProLogo1.com. Good luck and go Titans.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Brian, it's 18-7 here at the half. Jackson gets out to the lead. All touchdowns, no conversions on the extra point attempt, so that's why the score maybe feels a little awkward, but Pinckney goes down and gets their big play. Gets on the board. That's the real difference is both teams were able to move the football down the field. Pinckney didn't get touchdowns, Jackson did. And that's you see that at every level. Those trips to the red zone that either lead to field goals or in this case no score at all, those really feel like they come back to haunt you. And so and we think that there's a possibility that those failed at two-point tries and missed kicks can come back to haunt Jackson if Pinckney's able to get big plays like that again. But a fun first half, exciting with big plays, and like I said, it's a nice place here at Pinckney, so it's just a good night of football.
Yeah, and we thought coming in this was going to be an entertaining game and a close game and fun to watch, and it has been. You know, a lot of times, too, you mentioned the missed opportunities on the extra points, but, you know, turnovers will make a difference in a game like this.
Yeah.
But so far, just kind of trading them.
Yeah.
Nobody's really taking advantage. There was a quick turnover, and they gave it right back.
And, you know, we again, go back to before the game, and you're talking to the Pinckney coaches, and they said they're getting better every game. And you can kind of see them getting better during the game from the start till now. Feels like they're figuring things out against Jackson. They kind of know what they want to do offensively. It's just a matter, can the defense catch up too? Because even if Pinckney scores on every possession from here on out, you get the feeling that Jackson's going to do that too. They really have not stepped up and shut down this Jackson offensive attack. And it just looks, the opponent's different, but the offense just looks so much more smooth and rhythmic with Gibson Drummond as the QB.
Yeah, it does. And it's both a testament to Gibson Drummond, the way he's running the show, and it's a good tempo. But also, and we mentioned it earlier, it allows Tavion Tanner to have the ball in his hands as a running back.
Yeah, and again, talking with the Jackson coaching staff, and we kind of got the sense that, we thought Tavion Tanner actually played as a pretty good at quarterback too, but they said, you know, we like being able to have Gibson Drummond be the QB and let Tavion Tanner be that running back or use him in the passing game. And so, and really they're both standing back there in the backfield. So, I mean, if they needed to, Tavion Tanner could direct snap it to him, let him throw it. Why not?
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, Tanner has had some electric runs, but Julio Pisano has also chipped in with just a lot of, you know, 8-yard runs, just good solid runs to keep the chains moving or keep them with short, you know, second and twos and stuff. So, kind of been a two-headed monster there.
And we can't discount Kyson Cooper and his ability on those early drives especially. They'd find him in a little space out there in the flat or somewhere across in the slot and just let him get a little space, and he's going to make a guy miss for sure. And then who knows when he turns on the afterburners how far he might get.
And some people might feel this phrase as a slight, but I don't mean it that way. Gibson Drummond, kind of a game manager, but you know what? If he's managing the game the way he should, and he's done a great job, he's found the open receivers with still a little just drag route or little out routes here and there, and just done enough to keep Pinckney off balance, and that's allowing some of those Tanner and Pisano runs.
And, you know, well, and at the quarterback position, there's a lot that you ask of a quarterback, and yes, you might want a big cannon arm and a guy who's bombing it all over the field, but I think you start with the very basic, let's not turn it over, and let's get it into the hands of your skill players, and he's done that to perfection tonight.
Yep.
And that's gonna be what keeps Jackson going, as we were mentioning, Tavion Tanner and Kyson Cooper and Pisano and all those guys on that offense. Gibson Drummond get it into their hands, and he's done that very well. And he's had a big scamper to himself, he's been in the running game in the mix of the offense. It just has looked so much better than it did against Chelsea the last time we saw Jackson. And Gibson Drummond's no small part of that. Every piece is where it's supposed to be for Antonio Parker's Jackson High offense tonight. Well, let's take a 3-minute commercial break. We will grab the This Week in High School Sports segment from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And then we'll come back here to Pinckney High School. Halftime, Jackson High leads 18-7 on WKHM, and this game is streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
More money for what matters most. For a limited time, save $500 off closing costs on your next mortgage with Blue Ox Credit Union and their home loan partner, Mortgage Center. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or want to refinance into a better rate, Mortgage Center has a dedicated team of experts ready to help. Apply online at blueoxcu.org/home-mortgages or call 800-648-8035 to get started. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 282701.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
The Scholar Athlete Award is back for year number 34, and a former Marquette skier credits sports with learning lifelong skills. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Applications are now being accepted for the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. 32 student athletes will eventually be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. This is the 34th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out nearly $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is Friday, December 2nd. Winners will be announced in February and honored during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Game balls this week go to Michigan Center's Noah Wisniewski. He scored the lone goal in a 1-0 win over Brooklyn Columbia Central. The win was Michigan Center's third of the season. Celine swimmer Angela Santa. The junior won two individual events, the 100 and 200-yard freestyles, and was a part of two relay wins at the SEC Red Meet. And to East Lansing sophomore Jace Clarizio. He scored the go-ahead touchdown and had a game-sealing interception in a 36-30 win over DeWitt.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid. Helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the biggest complaints people make about professional soccer is never knowing how much time is really left in the game. The clock counts up from zero, and the referee can add time at their discretion. But that's not the case in high school soccer. To start with, halves are 40 minutes, not 45. The clock starts at 40 and counts down. And when players are injured and the ball is not in play, the clock will stop and then restart when action is ready to continue. In the last 5 minutes of the game, the clock stops for substitutions by the leading team. So a coach can't stall by sending in a new player. When the clock hits zero and the buzzer sounds, the game is over. There's no guessing how much added time there is. The end of the game is the end of the game.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23rd, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Maddie Stern. Stern graduated from Marquette, where she is the latest in a long line of ski greats. She captured an individual title in the 2022 Division I Giant Slalom and finished eighth in the slalom. During her 4 years at Marquette, the Redettes won two team state titles and had a runner-up finish.
We can't forget about the times of struggle and pain when a run doesn't go as planned due to a fall or other circumstance. But learn to overcome these struggles and hardships, to learn and fix our mistakes to become a better skier. Using the skills I've learned as a skier with determination, grit, and passion, I can apply them to my day-to-day life as we begin to navigate college. So to me, competing as a female athlete isn't just about being a ski racer. It's about learning life skills that help me on and off the ski hill.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 Spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thank you for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired, before further damage happens to your home, or if your hot water heater went out and it needs to be fixed or replaced, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. Grimes Plumbing can do residential, commercial, and new construction plumbing. No job is too big or too small. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year label warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Money for what matters most. For a limited time, save $500 off closing costs on your next mortgage with Blue Ox Credit Union and their home loan partner, Mortgage Center. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or want to refinance into a better rate, Mortgage Center has a dedicated team of experts ready to help. Apply online at blueoxcu.org/home-mortgages or call 800-648-8035 to get started. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 282701.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Mark Daly at Pinckney. Steve Boyle and Mark Daly. Well, I was thinking of Mark Daly because he sent along our score from the K105.3 game. And we had a 7-7 halftime score, Northwest and Western tonight. So, go Mounties, I guess. I mean, I'm not rooting for either team. I'm just glad that they got a close game going. That's a nice rivalry, and that's going to be fun for the people watching that one tonight.
You said it, Tony Howard.
The Professor Brian Haynes and Steve Boyle here at the half. And Jackson leads 18-7. We've got a ton of scores coming in from all over the state, courtesy of GOC. And let's see what we got here. Holt with an 8-6 lead over DeWitt. Detroit Catholic 7-3 over Brother Rice right now. Williamson 14-0 over Fowlerville. Hudson 48-12 at the half with Onstead. Columbia Central 7-6 lead over Dundee at half. Olivet has a 7-7 tie going on. I don't have my sheet for who they're playing tonight. Charlotte, 20-6 lead over Ionia. Lumen with a 35-0 lead at the half, taking on Coldwater tonight. And again, halftime at Western, or at Northwest, excuse me, the Western Panthers and the Northwest Mounties tied at 7. We've got Chelsea at a 14-7 lead over Adrian. Hazlitt, 7-0 lead over Mason at our last check-in. And what's that Grass Lake, Michigan Center score at now?
21-15 Grass Lake at the half.
Still homecoming over there at Michigan Center tonight, so you got to leave here and get back quickly so you can go to the dance, I bet.
Well, I don't know that I will be attending, but don't you have to give the crown away, or was that just like 20 years ago where you had to do
25 years ago
you had to do that?
Yeah, and they still haven't asked for it back. So no, I did try to leave the dance with it, and Dave Sawyer caught me sneaking out the back, and he demanded that I return it, so... I haven't had that crown for a while. But I did wear it. I wore it proudly that night of homecoming 25 years ago at Michigan Center High School. We're again, the team's back out of the locker room here. We got a few minutes before we get things started in the second half. Excellent halftime show. The Pinckney marching band with a little Michael Jackson out there, and we had the Pinckney dance team do a little halftime number too. So they get an exciting, entertaining show out here at Pinckney High School. And I got to be honest, Brian, I like some of this Pinckney Pirate merchandise is pretty cool. You got Pirates out here in the stands selling 50-50 tickets, and I don't know, we didn't get the prices, but for maybe $20, they're letting you hold your arm up in the air, and they give you a line of tickets as long as your arm, and you're including your body. So you're going, I should have chipped in. I'm kind of tall and with a little reach. I could get a pretty good odds at winning some of that 50-50 cash for a pretty good crowd tonight for the Pinckney home team, as the student section is out dressed in their construction worker clothes. And their team's going to have to do some work here in the second half to catch up from this 18-7 deficit. Meanwhile, the Vikings are not ready to surrender that lead. And that offense, again, Pinckney did not get a stop against the Vikings offense, save for that one fumble. But Jackson actually got a fumble right back, so it really didn't cost him much. Pinckney's one score came on a big strike, one play. They need to be able to. What they need to do is have those consistent drives they were having in the first half, but finish with points at the end of them. And that's got to be what they went over in the halftime locker room.
Yeah, and you know, I think if you're Pinckney, you almost just got to bring an extra man in to try to stop Tavion Tanner and just say, all right, Gibson Drummond, you know, you've managed the game well, but you're going to have to throw over the top now too. We're going to have to see that you can do that.
Yeah, we'll take. Another commercial break here before we get to the half, as we've got some youth activities going on out on the field, kind of a 50-yard dash.
It's like the combine.
But look at the speed. Look at the wheels on that future Pinckney Pirate. And he even delayed a little bit at the little pose down there as he gets to the across the goal line. Yeah, just a fun halftime here at Pinckney, and we're enjoying ourselves. And we're going to take another 2-minute commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get things kicked off for the second half. Jackson High leads Pinckney on the road 18-7 here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
The way we
use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, executive producer tonight, Jared Hammond, affectionately known as J-Rod, doing the good work in the studio for us as we get closer and closer here to the second half, the final seconds ticking off of that countdown clock with the rotating Pirate logo there on the big video screen. And we are just moments away. I want to say thank you again to some sponsors, including Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, the Jackson YMCA. They're getting closer and closer to getting started on that full renovation of that building downtown. It's going to be spectacular, and I'm sure they would, if they were here, they'd offer a huge thank you to the community and all their partners who helped raise that money for the YMCA project. And apparently during construction it'll still be mostly in use, so you can still go and get your workout in and keep your fitness up to date at the YMCA.
You and I kind of been waiting for the renovation to take place before we got our workout regimen going.
Yeah, before,
right?
We're gonna get after it. We're going to be looking like we could play football, not just broadcast it. Vikings will get the football to start the second half. Tavion Tanner is deep with Kyson Cooper and Julio Paisano. Excuse me, no, that's Harrell deep there at the about 15-yard line there, kind of set up.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see what kind of adjustment Pinckney makes, if any, to try to stop that Jackson High running attack.
And kickoff caught at the 20. Harrell looking to run, cuts to the sideline. Now going to cross field. He's going to have some room over there, cutting up the middle to the 40. Breaks a tackle at the 45 out to the 50. And he's not going to escape that pile. They'll bring him down to midfield, but a nice return, 30 yards there by Harrell. And the Vikings with good field position to start the second half.
That almost looked like youth football because Harrell was almost out of bounds and he just circled it around and ran another 40 yards just east and west.
And so we'll get it spotted really here at the 49 in Pinckney territory for the Vikings to start here. 18-0 Jackson leads and the offense comes back out onto the field. And it is Gibson Drummond. Tavion Tanner in the backfield. If you're the defense, you're looking for Julio Paisano and Kyson Cooper on the field, too. First down, and it's a handoff to Tanner up the middle. Looks to cut it outside. Bounces off a tackle. On the run. To the 40. Inside the 40 to the 37-yard line before he stopped. And Tavion Tanner bounced off contact there. And finding a big gain on first down. We'll call that 18 yards on the carry for Tavion Tanner right out of the gate. Viking offense picking up where it left off at the end of the first half.
And I thought the Jackson High offensive line's done a real good job. That one right there was all Tanner, however.
Yeah. Drummond out of the shotgun here. Tanner the run again. This time the D-line grabs his leg and pulls him down, but not before he's able to lean forward for about 4, maybe 5 yards. We'll call it second and 6. At the Pinckney 32-yard line.
Yeah, mentioning the offensive line, Aiden DeCorte one of the linemen that's really opening some of those holes. Malik Monroe. See if we can get a couple other ones mentioned, too.
Drummond shotgun formation here with Tanner again in the backfield. This time, Kyson Cooper coming across on the jet sweep, looking to get to the outside. Turns up at the 30. Rips away from a defender, spinning, still on his feet. Refusing to go down, but eventually tackled at the 25. That's going to be first down distance. Kyson Cooper there, Brian, a lot of times, like we've seen, we saw Tanner kind of manhandle his way to break a tackle in the middle of the field. Cooper did it all with just balance and just staying mobile, and so no one could really grab onto him.
Yeah, a couple people had hold of his jersey, but that wasn't going to do it.
So we've got a penalty flag down. It's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings. At the end of the play, there was a little chippiness there. And so the penalty does go against Jackson High. They're calling the first down. Yeah. But then they have to walk off 15 yards. So they take that back to the 39-yard line.
And that's a big deal that they picked up that first so that they do get to count the first down, because otherwise, you know, then you'd be looking at a second and 16 or something.
Yeah, so with the penalty, it's still first and 10, but it's first and 10 from the 39 instead of down near the 20-yard line. Paisano on the move. And he's on wheel route. They don't go to him. They go to the middle of the field. Throws a little high for Kyson Cooper, the intended receiver on the play. Incomplete, second down and 10 for Jackson.
Boy, I think if you're Pinckney, you're welcoming that. They've just had a tough time stopping that Jackson High run game. And
yeah,
you let that Jackson go to the air and get that incomplete. That's a sigh of relief for the Pinckney Pirates.
Cooper was open and found a soft spot in that zone, sat down and was open. But really, if he catches Paisano on that kind of running across fake sweep and running that little wheel route on the sideline, he was all alone over there. They do kind of an end around here to Paisano this time, and he stays on his feet, lowers his shoulder at the end of the run at the 29, and gets the first down. So Julio Paisano with 11 on the carry and a first down for the Vikings inside the Pinckney 30-yard line.
Steve, I know both of us are big fans of having balanced attacks, but right now if you're Jackson, I'm not sure why, you know, you just keep it on the ground until Pinckney shows they can stop it, because they just haven't been able to do that all night.
No doubt about that. 18-7 the score. Vikings lead with the football, moving into Pinckney territory. Drummond out of the shotgun again with three receivers to his left, but he hands it off to Tavion Tanner, and he looks for his hole, turns on the jets, and he's down to the 21-yard line, and we'll call it 9 yards on first down for Tanner. And the way the line's blocking for him and the way he's been able to run patiently is he's kind of shuffling his feet, and he's 2-3 yards down the field before he even turns up to full speed. And by then, he's a load to bring down, and they do give him a less than generous spot. So second down and 2, we'll call it 8 yards on the play from the Pinckney 22-yard line. And Drummond, another give to Tanner. Bounces out to the outside, stays on his feet off a couple of tackles, going to get the first down inside the 15 to the 14, and then he's forced out of bounds. And again, Tanner was ran into contact right away and just kind of shrugged it off.
Yeah, and Tanner does look like a man out there. We talked about the amount of sophomores for Pinckney, and man, I'm telling you, it's kind of showing up right now, because yeah, there's a big difference between a 15-year-old boy and an 18-year-old boy. So
Tanner
looking like a man out there.
Picking apart this Pinckney defense, looking for holes and finding them. He's in the backfield with Drummond right now on a first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Drummond fakes it to Tanner, keeps and dives into the line. He's going to get down to the 11-yard line and get about 4 on that first down carry. And really, we've seen Kyson Cooper targeted, incomplete pass, but they've given it to Paisano. Tanner's had it, and Drummond has had it, and it's been that four-headed monster that really has made Pinckney look like they can't stop him.
Yeah, when they have passed, it's been this quick bubble passes to Cooper.
And there's a handoff again, this time coming across as Harrell on the sweep play, and he's only going to get to the 10-yard line. And that's going to make it third and about 7 here for Jackson.
And that's Jackson kind of taking that sweep over to the short side of the field where looked like Pinckney was at least able to bottle that up, kind of get the gang tackle. Man, because when they get it out one-on-one, the Jackson High runners have had the advantage.
Third down play, chance for the for Pinckney to get off the field, though. This is going to be two more downs here for Jackson, likely. Leading 18-7, Vikings with the football on third. Drumming out of the shotgun, and it's a give to the outside. Keeping on his feet down near the end zone. And they're going to say he's down short of the goal line.
Oh, they call it a fumble.
Did he fumble it? It's a touchback. Pirate football, and they'll move it out to the 20. Good stop there for Pinckney. Just good enough, and it was really a nice run by Jackson, and it looked like it might get stopped, but he stayed on his feet, and sometimes that extra effort staying on your feet in contact is when you can lose control of the football, and a turnover here for the Vikings.
And that couldn't have been further away from where we're standing, Steve, and I didn't really see that ball come out, so I'm not sure how that happened. But there was no protesting from Jackson, so seemingly right now the only way Jackson has been stopped is stopping themselves with a couple fumbles.
18-7, the Vikings lead, but now they go on the defense. Pinckney got their first score late in the first half on a big pass play up the seam. And now we'll see if their offense has a little more electricity in them here to cut into this 11-point deficit with 7:02 to play in the third quarter. Pinckney takes the field. Brady Raymond heels on the 15. Snaps a little high, but he gets it and gets it away into the middle of the field. And that's the spot they like to throw. Just right up the middle. And they're going to get about 12 yards on that reception. A first down for Pinckney, and their offense starts with a good one to Johnny Combs.
And I don't know if that's something Pinckney saw on tape or if that's just part of their game, but they have definitely been picking on the middle of that field.
Jackson's 4-3 defense out there. As Pinckney, kind of a little more bunched here, not really spread out. A handoff on first and 10. Bounces off a tackle, spins away to the 40 and down to the 42-yard line. And a nice 8-yard run on first down for Pinckney. Second and 2 as they get near midfield.
Steve, we talked at halftime, the two of us, and said, you know, this game could go one of a couple ways. We knew Jackson would get the ball. They'd been marching if they had scored. All of a sudden, this feels kind of blowouty, but if Pinckney could stop him, go score, man, we got a game. 4-point game coming.
Yeah, it feels like a 12 or 13-point swing almost when Jackson doesn't score at the end of that drive. Back to throw on second and short, and it's caught. Throws right to that first down marker, and then a nice run after catch out to the 50-yard line before they're stopped. And the Pinckney offense and Carruthers there on the catch. They move the chains one more time here at the 49, still in their own territory. We're looking over on the Jackson side of the field, and another drive that's developing here for Pinckney, and we'll see if they can finish it off with points.
We might see Isaac Young come up with a big hit here.
There's another handoff on first down and some tough yards picked up out to the 45 into Jackson territory. 6 yards on the carry, and that is Adam Wisner. So put him on the 45. 4 yards to move the chains again here for Pinckney. And we have 5:03 to play here in the third quarter. That's kind of that long sustained drive from Jackson. That clock has been ticking away, and this is a speedy third quarter so far.
It is, and we've seen this all game. We've seen Pinckney drive the ball, and then Jackson kind of stand up stout, keep him out of the end zone. We'll see what happens.
Going downfield, open man. Oh! One-on-one, and that... The receiver got a step. Johnny Combs got a step on the sideline, and that missed by a hair, Brian. He got it onto his hands, but it was just fingertips and incomplete. But Raymond threw a dime out there And Jackson's lucky that wasn't caught.
Yeah, I tell you, I know the old, if it hits your hands, you should catch it. But Combs was laid out to the max. And if he had come up with that one, that would have been one of the better high school catches I've ever seen. Because he laid out for it.
So it's third down and four here for Pinckney in Viking 45-yard line. And Raymond keeps. And Jackson's got him corralled. He still managed to sneak away for about 3 yards. It's going to make it fourth and short. And that spot seems... that's not going to make Pinckney happy. You have it spotted there at the 44. So it makes it fourth and three. And it looked like he'd got a couple more yards than that, Brian.
Yep, and with four minutes and counting, this just feels like a huge play.
Pinckney looking to the sideline. 4:04 on the clock. 18-7. Jackson leads this one. Pinckney with a football in Viking territory at a big fourth down play here.
This is an interesting call, too, because you go either way, pass, run, nothing would surprise me.
Wisner in the backfield with Raymond, and he's back to pass, and he's brought down. And that pocket collapsed very quickly, Brian, and we've seen him had a little more time tonight, certainly here in the second half, but Jackson's pass rush once again ends a Pinckney Pirate drive, and the Vikings will get the football back, and they'll get it back on the Pinckney side of the 50-yard line after the big loss on the sack for the Pirates. First and 10 for the Vikings from the 47-yard line.
Usually you see that kind of gang tackle. It's around the line of scrimmage, not 6 yards back. But I was going to say that tackle was made by 41, 28, 26, 40. There were like eight guys from Jackson.
And it's good because that pocket collapsed and Raymond nearly was able to step forward. And if he gets out of that, he's off to the races. Jackson hands up on first down, and now look at Pinckney in the backfield. Tavion Tanner bouncing away from tackle, staying on his feet. It's going to cost him, I think, a couple extra yards loss at the end of the play. Good job by Pinckney to penetrate, but Tanner was not going to go down. They do lose, I think, 6 yards on that play. Second down and 16 now for the Vikings back in their own side of the field at the 46.
It was going to be about a 2 yard loss. Tanner did try to make something happen, and we've seen it all day, so I don't blame him. But he probably lost an additional 4 yards.
Second and long here for the Vikings. Drummond in the backfield takes the snap, hands it up to Tanner, and this time he's going to get it all back. Going out the middle, 40, spins away, 35 down to the 33 yard line. So you take the 6 yard loss, and then you go ahead and go out and get a 20 yard gain, and it's first and 10 for the Vikings at the Pinckney 34.
Steve, I'm finally seeing Pinckney bring linebackers. They're coming up and they're sneaking in the gaps and kind of run blitzing both sides, but they're picking the wrong holes, and then there's nobody left there, and Tanner gets by that original contact. He's got some freedom.
2:37 to play, and it's running. First and 10 for the Vikings. The give is to Tanner. He bounces to the outside. Stiff arms one, two tacklers away, and gets pushed out of bounds at the 31. And Wisner coming over to make the stop, but now Tanner was just shrugging off defenders one by one. So it's a short game, but an impressive run anyway. Second down and six for the Vikings.
Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know that somebody's brought Tanner down on the original contact.
Yeah, if they did, it went unnoticed, but yeah, for the most part, he's not going down on first contact at all. 18-7 Viking lead, 2:11 to play in the third. Paisano in motion, shotgun for Drummond looking to throw, and now he steps up in the pocket, gets away in the middle of the field, Kyson Cooper, and he's going to sprint to the end zone, touchdown Vikings! Drummond stepped up in the pocket, got the throwaway, but we got a flag down that looks like it might be a hold against the Vikings, so don't count that touchdown just yet.
I think this is coming back because the Jackson High sideline is not celebrating that touchdown like they would normally.
A couple out-of-town scores. 13-7 now, Western leading Northwest. At Northwest, I believe that's homecoming tonight for the Mounties.
It's a big game.
So the Vikings do get penalized, and that's going to move it back to the 35-yard line, second down, and just a little more than 10 yards to get to the first down marker with 2:01 to play in the third quarter. Second down 11 doesn't feel that daunting for the Vikings. Takes away a touchdown, but they give it to Tanner, and he goes to the right side, looking to turn up at the sideline. Cuts it back in a little bit. 30, leans forward to the 28 before he's stopped, and that'll make it third down and about 3 for Jackson.
That might be why that second 11 doesn't seem too daunting to you, because when Tanner gets it, he might be averaging 11, 12 yards a carry right now.
Yeah.
And actually, with the 85-yard scamper he had, I'm going to say it's even more.
Tecumseh out to a 39-0 lead in their tilt tonight as Jackson runs their third down play, and Drummond fakes it to Tanner, keeps it. He's going to lean over the 25. He's brought down. It's close to a first down, but not quite there. They're going to say fourth and short. And just a little personnel shift here for Jackson. They lead 18-7. We're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. A third quarter that went by quickly. And all of those big plays at the end of the first half have kind of turned into this kind of back and forth flow where each team has had possessions and come away scoreless. Big set here for the Vikings. Drummond under center, and he keeps that Tom Brady kind of QB sneak. Still on his feet out to the 17-yard line, more than enough to get the first down. And we'll count that referee in on the tackle there. Drummond kind of ran into him. But that's at the 17-yard line now for the Vikings, first and 10 from there.
Well, Jackson had their big jumbo package in, and Drummond on that QB sneak, he had Casper Hanel behind him.
Hanley. 18-7, Vikings lead after 3. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, and we'll come back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Located in downtown Jackson above the post office, serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, ready for the fourth quarter here. We switch sides, Vikings moving left to right on your radio dial, or at least as we look at the field. And it's first and 10 from the 17-yard line. 12 minutes to play. Vikings lead 18-7. Handoff to Tavion Tanner, and he breaks into a run. That long stride gets him out close to a first down. We'll see where they end up spotting it. And Tanner not jumping up after the play, though. Still down on the field, and it looks like getting a little calf stretch going on for maybe a cramp.
So, Steve, Pinckney has a cool little tradition I see. To start the game, the entire team went over to the student section. And to start the fourth quarter, the entire team went over to the student section. And I did not see one of the student section members get past them. And I cannot say the same for their defense. Because right now, any Jackson ball carrier is going through them.
It's been a little more porous out there on the field for the Pinckney defenses. Tavion Tanner is still down, and the trainers have come out to see him. Right now they have the football spotted at the 7-yard line. First down and goal for the Vikings. Let's take a 30-second commercial break while they attend to the injured player. And we'll be back here with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tanner going off the field under his own power. That's a good sign for the Vikings, and maybe we'll just see him get that a cramp worked out and be back on the field. They go without him here right now on this first and goal play from the 7. Replacing him in the backfield is Mylon Weatherspoon. They give it to him around the end, cuts it upfield and into the end zone. And a touchdown for the Vikings. Mylon Weatherspoon for 7 yards for a score. And that makes it 24-7. No yellow flags on the field. And so that one's going to stand up. 24-7 Viking lead with 11:46 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll see what happens with the point after attempt.
That's one, if you're one of Weatherspoon's family members, you go to the coach and say, "Coach, he's got to see the ball more. He scores every time he touches it." One for one.
Drummond in there for a two-point attempt here for the Vikings. 0-for on the night. They give it to Weatherspoon, and he's going to run into a Pinckney wall and push right through it. And once again, yeah, he scores every time he touches it.
This guy can't be stopped.
Two-point conversion literally for the Vikings, and it's 26-7 Jackson High lead. Back in 30 seconds with another kickoff here on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jackson High, 26-7 the lead, 11 minutes 46 seconds till they take home a win.
You're just counting that, huh?
If they finish it out.
You kind of called it a win. That's what I heard.
If they finish up, it's a big lead. They've given up 7 points up to this point, and they've done a good job of shutting down the Pinckney attack. On the kickoff, it's Carruthers fielding it at the 15. Now makes a move. He's on to the races. One to beat is the kicker, Drew Blood, and he's going to force him out of bounds at the 40. So Pinckney, excellent field position to start this drive at the 40-yard line in Jackson territory.
I think we owe it to our listeners to clarify when you say the kicker, Drew Blood, he didn't actually hit him so hard that there was bleeding. The kicker's name is Drew Blood. Just making sure everybody knew that Jackson didn't just have a violent kicker. It was looking to hurt somebody. Hey, out-of-town scoreboard, too. A lot of listeners, I'm sure, wondering. Kansas City Royals 2, Seattle Mariners 1 through 3 innings.
All right.
Just letting you know.
The Lumen Christi game is a final now.
Wow.
Titans win 41-0 at Coldwater tonight. Pinckney at the line, first and 10. And their fine quarterback, Brady Raymond, quick out pass to receiver. Stays on his feet. Got loose a little bit. And Jackson's kind of excited. Looks like the football came out at the end of that play. No signal yet. Viking ball. And the Jackson High defense creates a turnover. And again, it's another player just trying to grab every yard they can get out of the play. And sometimes that leads to seeing that football get knocked out. So it was almost a 10-yard gain there, but a turnover at the end of it. Jackson Vikings with the ball again. And this time at their own 35-yard line.
You especially see that a lot, what we just witnessed on that play. Somebody has you low, and you're kind of trying to drag them, and somebody comes up and hits you high when you're not quite stable and ready for that. Good effort.
Update from Northwest, Western now leads 20-7 in that K105.3 football frenzy tilt. Vikings lead here, Drummond hands off. And another broken tackle. Weatherspoon still on his feet. Now on the sideline, it's a race to the end zone. One guy can maybe catch him. He's not going to. Weatherspoon. 3 for 3.
Do you know why he wasn't caught? It's because he scores every time he touches the ball, Steve.
He bounced off a couple tackles right there, you know, near the line of scrimmage, and then it is as if everyone else kind of quit running, and he kept going, and Weatherspoon prances his way to the end zone, Brian. He's 3 for 3, touches the ball, he scores.
And I'm sure he has other carries on the season, but the games we've done, I think those are the only 3 touches we've seen.
Tonight anyway, that's for certain. And so we'll have another point after attempt, but it's a 32-7 lead from Jackson. And like we said, Brian, we thought that this game did hinge on if Jackson got another score without Pinckney getting in the end zone, then it was going to start to feel like a blowout. And this certainly looks that way right now.
Especially when you're dealing with high school kids. And I know there's a lot of competitors, don't get me wrong, but it's easy when, again, we talk about them still being 15, 16-year-old boys.
Drummond back to throw, looking to the end zone. Now gets it away to Kyson Cooper, and that's good for a two-point conversion. And the Vikings with a 34-7 lead. We got a 30-second commercial break before Vikings kick it off one more time here in WKHM. 34-7 with 11:18 to play in the game.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And Drew Blood will tee it up one more time here on the 40-yard line as the Vikings get set to kick off to Pinckney.
Sweet Caroline playing in the background. Right now, if you're Jackson High fan, it's Sweet Jackson line because their line has been dominating.
That kick bounces and off the return man's hand. He has to field it out at the 2, and he's only going to get out to the 10-yard line. An odd bounce from the kick, and now slow to get up on the play was Johnny Combs, but he did get to his feet and now working his way to the sideline. A lot of field to work with here for Pinckney. Long way to go to get on the scoreboard again here as the Vikings offense has exploded here in the late in the third and early in the fourth quarter.
You can just see the pep in Jackson High step, too. The whole sideline's, you know, really feeling themselves. Ooh, we have a draw here. 50-50 ticket.
A draw. I was trying to do a pirate voice. But
I was hoping you would do something like that. There.
First and 10 for Pinckney. Raymond on the 5. Hands it off on first down. Has some room to run. Cuts it upfield and past the first down marker over the 20 to the 23-yard line on the carry there for Wisner. And Pinckney gets a little clearance from their end zone there. And again, it's not that Pinckney has not been able to move the football. They have. They just haven't been able to finish drives with points.
And it sure feels like it's going to be a little too late now if you're a Pinckney Pirate fan.
The points have to come quick. 34-7, Jackson leads, and under 11 minutes now to play in the game. A little option play. Brady Raymond keeps it as the tackler brings down the running back in the backfield, and Raymond goes deep into that sideline over on the Pinckney side of the field. And now we get a little chippiness over there with a couple of Vikings in amongst the Pinckney substitutes there. But cooler heads prevail. It'll be, Bryce, second down and 4 from the 30-yard line.
So if you're a diehard Pinckney fan, do you take a 34-7 loss if you happen to win the 50-50? Like, how's your night? If you walk out of here as 50-50 winner.
Softens the blow.
Okay, that's it?
See, that's it.
Yeah, you're right.
You probably donate it to the band boosters or something. Raymond back to throw on second and four. Receiver is open. He catches in the flat. Carruthers, but he has to go to the turf to reel it in. And so they give him a yard on the play. Third down and three here.
That's a good throw. That's a long throw from hash to hash.
Yeah.
Especially to gain a yard. You don't see a lot of high school quarterbacks making that throw.
Clock's running down toward 10 minutes, 10-12, and ticking. 34-7, Pinckney trails. And you kind of feel like they need to have a little more urgency here if they think they want to have a chance to close this score by the end of this quarter. Raymond in the backfield. Shotgun, back to pass, set up a screen play, intercepted! Jackson with the interception and running to the end zone. Nobody's going to get him. Just sat back and kind of coaxed Brady to play to pass that and then took it to the end zone. That's Kyron Stamper on the interception and touchdown. A flag comes in late. It's probably going to be for celebration.
Well, you know, Steve, I don't think that's going to count either. There was a block on Raymond, and it was before Stamper crossed the goal line, so we'll see.
I mean, setting up the screen pass at that moment was the right call, but Stamper just happened to hang out and kind of play center field there and pull that pop fly out of the air, took it to the house. We'll see what these multiple flags came out, so we'll see if they're two flags for the same call or what, but it looks like it is going to go against the Vikings. May take that touchdown off the board. I think I saw a half-hearted holding signal from the official over there. Is that Coach Antonio Parker all the way out there trying to sneak into the official's huddle?
I think the debate will be when that happened, but I do think that happened before he crossed. You know who hopes that it is Witherspoon's hoping that happened. He wants another touch.
A signal. They just signaled the touchdown was good. Personal foul against the Vikings. And so, is it going to be assessed on the point after?
Yeah, I'm sure Pinckney will take it on the kick. Yep.
So put six more up. It's 40-7 now, Vikings. And we'll have a point after attempt here. But a nice job, again, just a good individual effort against that screen. Kyron Stamper read that play and just sat back and picked off that pass and turned on the Jets, took it to the house.
Steve, it feels like 30 minutes ago real time where Pinckney had the ball and had a chance to cut it to four. This thing's out to 33.
And there's a little end-around play on the two-point try. Looks like he's going to race to the pylon. Tripped up, leans forward. They're saying good. The official says no. And so they'll say no good on the two-point try. He kind of dove, but maybe the knee hit before the football gets over the line. Kamen Harris on the carry. So after that score, it's 40-7 Vikings. We have 9:46 to play. Let's take a 30-second commercial break with a kickoff pending on WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah, Brian, you kind of made the point. It seemed like it was just right there. And it felt like the game could go either way, and it hinged on maybe a play, and now the floodgates open and Jackson High way ahead. What's the latest score update from Michigan Center's homecoming game with Grass Lake?
I'm seeing Michigan Center 29, Grass Lake 28 with a minute 30 left in the third.
A lot of football to play there. On the return here, Carruthers breaks off a tackle. He's at the 45 and out to the 48-yard line. On the return, good field position again for Pinckney, but with 9:39 to play, trailing 40-7. The Vikings defense goes out there and they feel hungry, don't they?
Got the 50-50 winner here.
50-50 winner. So the Pirates did actually come through and hand over the cash.
Wow.
That's very un-pirate-like of them. I thought they'd be headed for Tortuga. First and 10 from the 48 for the Pirates on the field. And a handoff on first down. Off tackle run over the 50 down to the opposite 47-yard line. Wisner on the carry. And that'll be second down and about five.
Nice hard hit by Shaquan Wilson, junior defensive back. We've seen some good hits from the Jackson defense today. And like you said, just good, hard, fundamental hitting.
Yeah. And they've been able to dial up the pass rush every time they've really needed to stop. And, you know, Brady Raymond is a nice quarterback, and he's got an accurate arm, but if he doesn't have time to throw, it doesn't matter. And they hand it off on second down. 2 yards will bring up third down and three for the Pirates on the 45-yard line. With 8:48 to play, a 40-7 Viking lead. Pinckney seeing their chances for getting this one close fading as the clock runs down.
Yeah, I think if Pinckney had this game to do over again, they'd work on a few more things in the screen game because yeah. They almost have to. There's just been jailbreaks in the Pinckney backfield.
And that third down, a passing down, you expect to see it again. Jackson does penetrate, but Raymond gets the throwaway, has an open guy on the 40, and run after catch, he's going to get to the 36 in Viking territory. First and 10 for Pinckney, and Carruthers, the receiver on the play.
Yep, that was Shaquan Wilson again on the tackle.
Nolan Carruthers, nice weapon for Pinckney. He's just
sophomores.
A sophomore,
yeah.
So
yep.
The Vikings can expect to see him around for a couple more years. Pinckney High School, Raymond back to throw again. The lefty fires it up the middle, and Carruthers coming across is open. A little juke move up from the 35 down to the 34. So they'll only get a couple yards on the play, but second down and eight. Carruthers finds a way to get to an open space. Good tackling there by the Vikings to pull him down.
That Bryson Staley, I believe. That was a good tackle. There was no one there, and Carruthers did give him a little juke move, and the Staley still brought him down.
Raymond, this one, option keeps it, and he sprints up the middle, down past the 25 to the 21. About 12 yards on that carry. And that'll be first and 10 for Pinckney again, down getting into that red zone area where they've been all night, just haven't been able to close the deal when they get in there. So at the 22, they're knocking on the red zone, getting those signals from the sideline of the coaches. The coaches are going to be fatigued at the end of this. Handoff on the sweep to Wisner on first down. He's going to get down to the 15, going up that left side as a Viking helmet comes rolling out of the pile. And they tackle him. Pretty good gain on first down. That'll bring up second and two for Pinckney from the Viking 15-yard line.
We have 6:39 and ticking.
Time fading, chances fading, 40-7 Jackson Viking lead late in this one. Pinckney driving. Raymond heels on the 20-yard line, gives to Wisner. Will dive play, shut down immediately by the Vikings there. Maybe lost a little there too, we'll call it third and three on this play.
We'll call it that. We'll also call it a tackle for Tyler Lewis as being the first Viking defender to hit the ball carrier.
Clock still running. Inside of 6 minutes now. First down marker at that 12-yard line. Raymond looking to throw and knocked down. Good coverage on the play by the Vikings and a knockaway on the pass. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down for Pinckney.
Once again, Bryce Nastali making a good play in the defensive backfield. The way this game's going, too, Steve, I kind of wish you wouldn't have eaten all the ranch-flavored Bugles so early. And the chips.
You were encouraging me to have a meal. I didn't. And yep. I killed all the snacks. By the way, shout out to the Snoop Dogg cheddar barbecue potato chips tonight. I didn't even know Snoop made chips. Fourth down play. They do a fade route into the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. And we do have a flag up near the line of scrimmage. Just about expect that to be a hold against Pinckney and declined by the Vikings sideline. 5:38 to play, 40-7 Vikings lead. They'll get the football back here.
Steve, what's the running clock in high school football right now? Is it
35?
35, yeah.
Football spotted at the right in between the 15 and 16 yard line. First and 10 for Jackson High.
While we have a second, we can educate a few of our listeners with something we learned today in high school football. A couple of rules that are different than college pros. Like, did you know, Steve, that a field goal that is missed is going to be placed on the 20 regardless, as long as it crosses the goal line?
Treated as a touchback at that point. Yeah. So now we get a timeout, it looks like, from Jackson. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We have 5:38 to play in this one, 40-7. Jackson High leads here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
ProLogo is your hometown source for school spirit wear, team gear, corporate apparel, promotional products, and more. See what they can do for you now at ProLogo1.com. ProLogo offers great name brand products like Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, and more. ProLogo also offers promotional products, including logoed golf balls. For fast and friendly service, visit ProLogo at 2621 Wildwood Avenue. Call 787-9178 or visit ProLogo1.com. Good luck and go Titans.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Vikings offense on the field. Drummond hands off to Weatherspoon, and the first time of tonight, he touched the football and didn't score. He gets about 2 yards on first down, second and eight for the Vikings. Back in their own territory, that'll be spotted on the 18-yard line.
They need to pull that kid. If he's not going to score every time he touches it, he doesn't belong on the field. Of course, I'm kidding there, Mylan. You have turned in quite a performance with limited numbers of carries.
That Viking offensive line has been doing great work out there, too. And sometimes they go unsung. But having a nice night pushing Pinckney around. And at snap, I realized we have a quarterback change.
Yeah, new quarterback.
That eluded me there at first, but in the game now, Connor Bush. And that snap got a little high, and he tried to scramble away, but brought down for a loss. Makes it third down and 12 now for Jackson High.
That's a tough play, too, if you're Connor Bush, and you've been sitting over on the sidelines this whole game, and that snap was high and left, and did a good job just to corral it. We've seen that a couple times tonight.
4 minutes, 22 seconds, and the clock's running here in the fourth quarter. Jackson trying to get out of here with a W. In a good position to do so, and the less time, the better. Bush takes this snap, hands it off, and Paisano on the run on a sweep. And he's going to get brought down. It's at the 22. About 6 yards on the play, and that'll make it fourth. And about six left.
Steve, I think that was a new ball carry. Coronis Davis. We'll give him the credit on that carry.
All right.
I will say that five kind of looked like an eight.
Fourth down, and they're saying about three here. Good spot for Davis on the run. And the Vikings punt team out. Drew Blood standing on the 10-yard line, ready to send away a punt. Deep to return this one.
This is our first punt of the game, Steve.
I think it is. Back to return is Nolan Carruthers. And now we'll get a timeout for the Vikings. 3:17 to go here. Yeah, 40-7 Jackson leads. Hey, thanks again to some sponsors on the game. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. American Title Company. Hey, a week from tonight, we'll be ramping up for a Saturday, October 1st, K105.3 Fall Fest and Chili Classic in downtown Jackson. Come join us. Free to attend the event. That includes live music, a kids' kingdom with pony rides, petting zoo, pumpkin painting, games, a free movie at the Michigan Theater is Hocus Pocus. And, of course, the main event is the chili cook-off. And that'll be going on. It is $5 to get in on the chili tasting. Well worth the price of admission, though, to try over 40 chilies.
You're kind of
pick the winner.
You're kind of celebrity-like. Have you ever been a judge for that?
No, I'm not. I don't like chili.
Oh, well, that is a problem.
It is a problem. I'm like the only guy in Jackson at the time who doesn't like chili. Punt's blocked, and Pinckney's got it. And look at that effort. Vikings hanging on him, and he still manages to work his way down to the 5-yard line. So Pinckney will get the football after the failed punt, and they will have a first and goal. Pinckney special team still trying to make something happen late as the clock runs at 3:06. And some of the Pinckney faithful starting to make their way to the exits.
I don't know why. All they need is a score right here, and then an onside kick, and then a score, and an onside kick, and a score, and an onside kick, and a score. They're giving up early, I think. They're following the guy that won the 50-50. They heard drinks were on him someplace. Zuki Lake Lounge, I think.
I think so. I don't know if that Mike picked that up, but there is one last hot dog available.
And apparently it's a dollar.
Low price of $1.
If they put bugles or chips on it, I bet you'd be all over it.
If she had slowed down a little bit, I might have gotten it plain and just put these bugle crumbs on it. There's still, yeah, look at that.
There's still a couple?
You're a pessimist, yeah. There's still four bugles remaining, ranch flavored.
I suppose that's when you know there's like a 30-point-plus game and when we start talking bugles. And
final score now from Northwest. Again, I think it was tied at 7 at the half, 27-7 the final. Western Panthers get out of Northwest with a win. We're going to wait for maybe an update from Michigan Center where the Cardinals had come back to lead 29-28 at the end of three.
And that's the last I heard. Syracuse up 16-7, Air Force up 17-7 in Nevada, and Boise State with the early field goal to take a 3-0 lead over UTEP, the Miners. In case you're wondering, a college football scoreboard.
Taking the snap, a new quarterback in for Pinckney, and Carruthers coming across, takes that carry into the end zone, and the touchdown for Pinckney, their second score of the night. And in at quarterback on that play for the Pirates, Luke Marhoefer. So it's 40-13 now. And we have 3:01 left on our game clock. And an extra point kick attempt for Pinckney is upcoming.
I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't kind of happy for Carruthers, because that young man has worked hard out there tonight. And he's run every route for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's been all over the football field.
Hold is good. Kick is up. And it's good. So with 3:01 to play, it's 40-14. Pinckney on the scoreboard. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. And we'll kick it off at least once more here on WKHM when we come back.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Most of the student section still here for Pinckney. A little excitement there for them as the touchdown is scored. 40-14 is the score with the Vikings in the lead. And they'll look to get the football back. If you're Pinckney, you just boot this away. You try to onside kick it, Brian.
I mean, I guess you got to try, right? What are you hurting?
Yeah.
If nothing else, it gives you an opportunity to practice it. Boot it, though.
Yep, regular old kick. Little liner takes a bounce and rolls down to the one and picked up. And he's going to run it. And on the move, gets past the first couple of tacklers. Out to the 20-yard line, so decent field position on the return by Harrell. And the Vikings will start first and 10 with 2:55 to play in this game.
Harrell's another kid that always impresses me when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah, no shortage of talented skill players here for the Vikings. And, again, I'll echo something that a member of their coaching crew said to us, is that they feel like they can play with anyone in the league. Nobody outclasses them or out-talents them. They just have to execute the game plan, and that, no doubt they executed the offensive game plan to a T tonight.
And they're doing all this without the services of Charles Thompson.
Yeah.
One of their top athletes.
Vikings come out this time with Bush as the QB. Going to the bench with the 40-14 lead and 2:55 to play. Hand off on first down, and the Pinckney defense penetrates. Stopping for a 3-yard loss on the carry.
That's a new ball carrier for us, too.
That is Samaj Gatewood on the carry for the Vikings. Second down, and they give him just a 1-yard loss, so it'll be 11 to get to the 30-yard line first down.
One more first down would kind of end this game.
Clock continues to tick now. 2:19 as Connor Bush watches the play clock. Takes it down under 10 seconds. They get the player in motion, and it's a jet sweep handoff and short gain. Caught 3 on the play there on the carry for Xavier Gibbs. Third down and 8 for the Vikings. And a minute 54 with the clock ticking for us.
And in a 40-14 game, this is the moments where it's kind of ticking and the fans are like, okay, this is it. But the guys that are out there that don't get carries normally, hey, this is their time to shine.
Yeah, and it's fun to get to see them. For us, too, minute 35. Bush back in the shotgun, letting that play clock tick under 10 seconds again. And this time, Kamen Harris on the carry. Turns it upfield to the 25, to the 26, and we're going to get a flag for a late hit coming in there. Harris was down and diving in with a helmet. Just a touch late. Yep. So we'll get a personal foul flag against Pinckney. Walk off a penalty here. They'll stop the clock at 1:20 right now.
And unless they're deciding to get some of these guys, you know, touches or something, this will just be a couple kneels and the game will be over.
can just come in with the head, the helmet late in the play. And maybe if he doesn't, if he just kind of falls on the play and doesn't lead with his helmet, they maybe don't even throw that flag. But even in a 40-14 game, player safety is still paramount to these officials.
By the way, the officials, I think, have done a real nice job tonight.
Yeah, we haven't had to question much at all from them tonight. And really, shout out to Tim Hoffman again, who was up here in the booth pregame. He asked us to take it easy on him, and we didn't have to. It was no effort. It was easy to do. I think, for the most part, most of the officiating crews here do a fantastic job. And I say for the most part, but I should say just about every time. I can't think of a time when they haven't. Certainly not in the last couple of seasons we've been doing this, Brian.
And especially when you realize these guys aren't full-time professional officials. They're guys like you and I, Steve, just with jobs.
Yeah, and they do this in their
basically volunteering, time. Yeah. Get paid a little bit, but not too much.
And it sounds like, you know, a lot of times they're just high school football fans, and they get the best seat in the house to watch these games. Bush takes a knee, takes a second knee, and that's going to be it. Final score here at Pinckney High School, 40-14, Jackson High with a big second half to get out to a big lead and a big win for the Vikings. Let's take a two-minute commercial break, and the post game's up next here on WKHM. Again, Vikings 40, Pirates 14. Jackson High with a win tonight on WKHM. Ooh, interception. Mm-hmm. I guess we're still here on the broadcast. We'll say thank you to some sponsors. With American Title Company, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank. Brian, give me some takeaways. What do you see? What do you like for Jackson?
What do you... It definitely begins with the offensive line play and then the stellar running from multiple Jackson High backs that just kind of chewed up the Pinckney defense today. Just marched on them at will.
Yeah, and you said it, the offensive line play was good because it wasn't just one great individual effort from any one of the backs. Everybody was finding some running space because Jackson High's offensive line controlled this game down in the trenches. So a big shout-out to the Vikings O-line tonight, getting things done for Jackson High and helping lead them to this win. That gets the Vikings now out to a 3-2 mark overall and 2-1 now in the SEC Conference White Division. They're next in action Friday, taking on a good Tecumseh team. That'll be a tough matchup for the Vikings. September 30th at home at Withington Stadium on Dungy Field. Meanwhile, Pinckney now drops to 1-4 on the year and 0-3 in the league. They're next in action Friday here at Pinckney High School. Adrian coming to town to take on the Pirates. Our next game next Friday, we go to Lumen Christi High School. The Northwest Mounties will be the visitor in that one. And we will be pleased to get our first look at the Mounties this season.
Yeah,
they've had a bit of an up-and-down start. But having, three wins at this point in the season, the first time in a long time for the Mounties. So things looking good for that program.
Yeah, they were right there all game long tonight with Western from the reports we got. Western kind of pulled away late, I believe, but they were in it for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a time when they wouldn't hang around. That was a good Western team, and there was a time when they would not hang in there like that with good teams, and even though the final score looks a little lopsided, overall, the Northwest Mounties homecoming crowd, probably their biggest crowd of the year, got to have an exciting game that they were probably staying interested in well into the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah.
And we do have a ton of out-of-town scores. Let's go to those right now, and I'll get what I can get. It's a final Lumen Christi 41-0 win over Coldwater. So the Titans get two in a row after starting the season out 0-3. Trying to right the ship there for Herb Brogan's Titans. Western, as we mentioned, 27-7 winners over Northwest and spoiling homecoming at least a little bit for the Mounties. We had Hudson 48-18 winners. And who did I have Hudson with? Onstead. So a nice win for Hudson. And what's the last update for Michigan Center?
Yeah, I got two updates for Michigan Center. One is Grass Lake up 36-29 with 8 minutes to go. And also a Ty Gaddy and Izzy Fry homecoming king and queen. So congratulations to those two.
Congrats to Ty Gaddy, yes.
We'll look forward
to seeing him in hoops later this year, too. Let's take a two-minute commercial break here on the post game, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Pinckney. Again, our final score here, 40-14, Jackson High victorious on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Minor water leaks can lead to damage to your home that can become very costly to repair. So if you have a clogged drain or leak that needs to be fixed before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Take peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing will back our work with a one-year labor warranty. Check us out at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the postgame here, Pinckney High School. Worth the trip tonight as the Vikings get a 40-14 win. A lot of spectacular players on the Viking offense and defense tonight. Nice interception return for touchdown, Cameron Stamper. We just had fantastic individual efforts, but I think it all combined for a tremendous team effort to get the Vikings to that W tonight. And Pinckney is a team that we know, we recognize youth right away. 14 sophomores on the varsity roster for Pinckney, and that made up about a third of their players. And they didn't have big numbers like we've seen with Chelsea recently. And gosh, who was it? The other game we saw with a ton of people, and it was Lumen and
Traverse City, St. Francis.
Yeah, so you see a lot of numbers sometimes, and Pinckney didn't have that kind of numbers, but they weren't shorthanded by any stretch. But just a program that you feel like is a year or two away from kind of stepping into being the best version of themselves, especially if you've got this many sophomores playing and Carruthers and some of those other guys contributing as 10th graders. Here for Pinckney. So a good effort tonight. Brady, the quarterback there, was really
Raymond.
Raymond. I don't know why that wouldn't stick for me, but Brady Raymond was good as advertised. The coaches didn't lead us astray. He was obviously a big strong kid, good runner. That lefty throw, he put many throws right out to a guy. Only problem was that when they knew he was going to throw, they were in the backfield with him, and he couldn't get. You know, that made third down plays tough to complete because you knew if he was passing, that the Vikings were going to send a blitz, and they got him a lot.
And when we first got here, like I said, we talked about 7-8 people, and it was obvious everybody loves Raymond.
We got one last commercial break. We'll come back and tell you who our Jackson High Viking player of the game is tonight for Fuller's Chem Dry, and we'll wrap up the broadcast here for Pinckney High School. So we'll check in one more time, 40-14, the final. Back for our last segment after the break on WKHM.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we're happy to promote high school athletics. We're also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Interfaith Shelter, which provides temporary shelter, basic needs, and essential resources to people experiencing homelessness and poverty. Find them online at interfaithshelter.com or visit the Jackson Interfaith Shelter on Facebook. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final here at Pinckney High School, 40-14, Jackson High with the win. The only game I think we still have going is Michigan Center and Grass Lake. Most recent update had the Warriors up 36-29. So Michigan Center trying to get a little come from behind here late in the game to make homecoming a little sweeter there tonight on Harshbarger Road. I guess technically it's a State Street address, right?
It is.
If you were listening to the game tonight, you may have a good guess on who our player of the game is. If he was fantastic all night, big plays, doing a lot, and Tavion Tanner is going to get the award, the Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game tonight. But gosh, so many great plays tonight from Jackson from all kinds of different spots. And we give credit to the line play because it didn't seem to matter who carried the ball. They were going to have room to run. The difference was that Tavion Tanner would then take it the next step further and go through that beautiful hole that the line had made for him and then turn it into an even bigger play on virtually every carry. I think at one point we were saying he was probably averaging about 11, 12 yards a carry, but with that 85-yard touchdown scamper he had at one point, it was probably closer to like 22 per carry, and that was spectacular tonight. And Tavion Tanner looked excellent, and he did. He had a cramp or something, and he didn't come back after that in the game, which was nice. And Weatherspoon came in and showed that the cupboard is full when it comes to runners for the Vikings, and so that bodes well for them going into that matchup against Tecumseh next week. That's going to be tough for the Vikings. So our player of the game tonight, Tavion Tanner. A big thank you goes out to J-Rod back in studio, the executive producer tonight. The real MVP, though, was the Snoop Dogg OG barbecue and cheddar potato chips and the ranch-flavored Bugles.
You're not lying. Those were good.
Yeah, it was a good snack night for us up here in the booth. Thank you to Pinckney High School for the hospitality. Not quite the same as the pizza we were munching last week, but still pretty good. And nice people out here at Pinckney. They have a beautiful school and a beautiful athletic facility. If you get a chance to come see the Vikings play here sometime in the future, do come down. It's a treat. It's a lovely place. It's not a bad drive, and they're nice to you here. And they're Pirates walking all over the place, and it was a fun atmosphere here at Pinckney, exciting and entertaining. But we'll wrap it up so J-Rod can go home, and we can start the drive back. Brian, any last takeaways?
Yeah, my last takeaway is I hope our drive back is safe. Steve driving here, he kind of scares me a little bit. No, football takeaways, though. Jack, great win for Jackson High. The coach is going to go home this weekend very pleased. Offensively, defensively, total team effort. Great win for the Vikings tonight.
Yeah, no suicides in practice this weekend or next week or whenever they get back to the practice field. They'll get a few pats on the back, and they've got some good film to study and say, this is what we've been telling you to do, and you did it tonight, and we won 40-14.
And they get to find out against a tough Tecumseh team, that's for sure.
Yeah, they'll have to improve a little bit. But you're always trying to improve week to week, and I think the Vikings have some room for improvement. But today, it was a payoff for a lot of hard work for the Vikings. So for J-Rod back in studio, my broadcast partner Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next Friday night.